Blog Talk Radio.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah. We chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can't you still recall the time we cried? Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side.
Breaking to the other side. That's what we do here. Welcome to Bonnie Albers on Air. Bonnie is slightly tied up with other things today. She is going to try to call in and say at least hello to us, but she sends greetings and salutations. Love is in the air. Love to everybody. Thank you to all of our callers, to all of our chatters, to all of you guys who are listening in archives or listening live. It's like welcome, welcome. And today we have the amazing and awesome, wonderful Laura Perret. So I'm going to have Laura tell you guys how to get hold of her, and in a little bit about her. So for you first time listeners or archive people, you'll kind of have an idea who she is. So Laura, take it away.
Hi Kelly, thank you. So glad to be back again. I love this format to be able to come on every month. It's great, and I just look forward. Because I feel the energy of the audience, and I can really feel them staying in their heart vibration with us through the whole call, and I love that about this show. I do want to tell
good
you
vibes.
Breaking
good
up a little bit.
Good vibration, that is.
Yeah. Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, anyway, you were breaking up a little bit, so I don't know if you can fix that while I tell people who I am and what I'm here for. But so I'm Laura Perret, and I am an energy healer channel, and I speak in the language of light, which bypasses the mind. I like to call it the language of love. It's an angelic language. It's a language that we speak when we're not in form here. So we recognize it. We know it well in our hearts. It's a vibrational language, a frequency and sound and tone. And many people are awakening to this, this what is being globally called language of light. And they're noticing that they're suddenly speaking in what starts to sound like gibberish, and yet it's healing and sacred, and it's grounding, and it's always perfect for the person. Whatever's coming through in the moment, as long as they're always aligned in their heart, they're going to be sharing love. I mean, it can't be used badly because they're guardians of these languages. So it doesn't come from the mind. You can't misuse it is what I'm trying to say. It comes through the eighth chakra and beyond, you know, beyond levels of duality. And so that's what we're going to be working with today. And as people awaken to it spontaneously, as I'm hearing more and more all the time are doing, you may also notice that your hands move. I do this as well. I make a lot of hand gestures and movements and sort of singing with the hands, and also sort of mantra positions that you may or may not even recognize what they represent. And so that's what we're going to be doing with the callers, is taking their concerns and then channeling a healing, which will usually involve light language in some form or another. You can't see all the other things through the eyes and the hands and the body. It's a whole body process, but you will certainly be getting all of that anyway, because we're entangled and we're working through the quantum. So you're not going to miss anything just because you can't see it.
Right, right.
Oh, and my my website is Laura Pierat, LauraPierat.com.
.com. Okay, I'm entering that in chat there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One of the things I will say, because Laura's so modest, she doesn't mention a lot of this stuff, but it's like we have gotten a lot of feedback on things that happen, you know, of course, and whatnot. And we have discovered, well, in addition to her Daily Dose of Love that you can get for free, it's a free podcast. She did, 190 of them, I think it was?
192 days in a row, but you can spread it out or compress it however you want to. It
right,
will come
yeah.
to you one email
over
a
six
day,
months.
But,
over 6 months worth of stuff,
yeah.
And that she offers that. Those are for free. That was information that she was channeling. She also, what we've discovered here, like on this show, even though she talks, you know, she talks to each individual caller, and everybody has, you know, their unique circumstances, that kind of stuff. But generically, she gets to the root of what the problem is, and it's like everybody in, you know, whether you're in the listening audience or even the archive audience, people have experienced healings and releases and all kinds of really amazing and cool things, whether you're listening, you know, with us live and just, you know, participating, or even in archives. So it's like people have gotten very extremely positive results just from listening to the show, to Laura's shows in archives. So that says a lot to me. It really does. It's like my background's in healing. I'm going, wow, that's really awesome.
Well, that's what I love about these shows and even this Daily Dose of Love and the working globally through the internet. I've actually let go of my office because I find I can reach more people in these other venues. I'm not making, you know, an income at it, really, you know, very,
right.
very reduced income since I'm really not focused. I do private sessions, but that's not been my focus since September about 2011, I guess. I was really directed to reach out more globally, to where for the same hour or two of my time,
right.
or in the case of 6 months every day, kind of a great deal of time, we can impact and help so many more people, and that's really the goal. So I'm grateful for the feedback and the emails I get every day, because it just reminds me to just keep doing it, because it is reaching people and helping. It is spreading through the internet, especially because it's free. It's really easy for people to spread and not be concerned that they're, you know, giving something that they're not allowed to give,
right.
if they had purchased it or something online. So it's a wonderful process, and I just get emails literally every week. I'm just uplifted by the number of people saying how it's helping. So I just
awesome.
Invite everybody to, you know, step out of the mind needing to understand how this works, and really just be in the heart, to open your heart and receive healing and receive it with gratitude, because gratitude, joy, and compassion are the highest frequencies. So if you really want to shift into a connection with Source, into a connection with your own higher self, those are the energies you want to knock on the door with, if you will. And if you're knocking on the door and you're in very low frequencies, you know, Spirit's right there. They're trying to help you, but your ability to receive is diminished when you're in those lower frequencies. So a lot of our work is to clear those lower frequencies and get us to a sustainable level of a high-frequency, open-hearted receptivity so that we can start to live life as in balance and walk through life as a meditation, always connected to our higher self, God Source.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, are you ready to rock and roll? I'll tell you what, there's a lot of folks, it's like since you're only on with us once a month, it's like, I swear, I think people just, you know, just stand in line literally and wait for you to come on.
Yes. And I'm grateful for all those callers coming and being with us and setting those intentions that we can work with for the whole audience and globalize. And, you know, if you callers weren't taking the courage, and because I know it's not easy for some people, and also the time to bring that issue to light, we wouldn't be able to offer it to the all. So I do want to do that, but I do want to say I went back and listened to the one last month, and oh my gosh, it was flying so fast because I think we were trying to get to all those callers. We went, I guess, 3 hours at least.
I know. And, I felt so bad. I was going to call you. It's like we reached the end of our time. I was showing on our studio. Showed we have two minutes left. I was thinking that, and it's like I was gonna try to go. Hey, we've only got 2 minutes left. And about the time I opened my mouth, it was like thank you for using. But I was like, oh no, yeah. We didn't have even 2 minutes. It was just like boom.
Well, the
we're
call
gone.
Disconnected. I lost.
And
the
then
caller.
My phone died, and I couldn't even call you. So I was like.
I know, and I felt so bad because we were in the middle, not in the middle, we were at the tail end, but, we disconnected from the caller, and I apologize to that caller. This time what I'd like to do is stay very present with each caller and not try to rush through, even if we don't get all of the callers. I think it's more, I think we just kind of got hyped on this, oh, gosh, there's so many callers, we have to quick, go, go, go.
Right, yeah.
I really want to let go of that as our goal and keep our goal being very present with each person. And if we miss some who have been waiting, hopefully they'll at least be receiving the healings that, they'll be tuned in and open their heart to receive what is being addressed today and then, call in another time and try and get on earlier in the queue. But I just really want to stay grounded and help everybody that we can. And make being present the focus.
Okay, sounds good.
Instead of sort of
and we actually had a question in chat. Where somebody asked us like, can you do like healing people in chat? And I'm thinking really and truly, what Laura does. I don't know if you want to just do one of your short opening things, just kind of dial us into something.
Yeah, sure.
Laura has everybody in chat participate. You sit wherever you're at. Computer work wherever you're at is like, and just kind of dial in with us, and it's like you will receive the benefit. Of the healing energy that she's, that she's putting forth. So it's like, by all means, it's like, everybody in chat and like say everybody in archives, will get to do. Everybody on the line, it's like, and when you're in the phone line, waiting, it's like, go ahead and listen to what's going on with the other stuff because you will also receive that same, the same vibrations and stuff. And it's like, all of us have a variety of issues, I mean, we might have one like major thing, that's really our bug, but a lot of us, or I'll say very few of us are in what we call a perfect condition in our lives. And there's nothing that can't be improved upon. So it's like, when we listen into what Laura's doing with each caller, it really does. It'll help us within each of those bodily systems that, might need a little tuning up. Did I say that right? Is that kind of
yes.
How that goes?
Yes. And I want to remind people, you may be thinking, yes, but that caller's not addressing my issue. And what I want to remind you is you have a direct link to God. You are always connected to the source of all. And you are connected through your higher self and your I Am presence, your soul and then your oversoul, if you will, that's always connected, entangled with everything at all times. There is no way to be separate. We experience separation because we have a very hard time really understanding or experiencing that because we have this veil. We've been placed here in this plane for a purpose. And as you raise your awareness of that connection, it does become easier to maintain it. But I want to remind you that it works even when you can't realize it or experience it directly. It's still working or you wouldn't even be alive. That is the energy that keeps us animated in life, and it's coming up from the earth and it's through the connection to God. So even if you simply say to your higher self at the beginning of our call, and we'll do a little light language transmission to get everyone really centered and in their heart but in order to hold the sacred space for everybody on the call, both callers and audience. But if you simply say to your higher self at the beginning, I give permission to receive the healing I need, no matter what form or what the caller's need is, I'm asking for healing for me. Light language can come, it's quantum. It's not limited by time or space or intention. You can set intentions for it and definitely amp up on that. So if you want to think of it as a laser focus, but it can also address many things simultaneously. And the way it's described to me by my guides is if you think of music, and I was thinking of this in such limited terms, and how many people could I hold a group and still reach everybody in the group in some meaningful way? And they sort of were laughing at me in a loving little wink kind of way, and they said, honey, let us show you how you're misperceiving this. So they showed me how I'm like a conductor on a stage holding a piece of music with notes on it. And my question is, are there enough notes on this page to reach everyone in the audience? They said, quantum doesn't work that way. It's more like the music. Of course, there's enough sound being played by the orchestra to impact everybody in the audience. Everybody in the audience is going to experience that sound differently.
Right. See,
because of their resonance, what they feel, how they came that evening to the concert, say, what their mindset is, what their experience of music is, their knowledge and understanding mentally, if you will, versus just a heart full heart experience without really understanding music per se as a discipline. And also just how vulnerable that person's feeling, how open they are to their emotional body, to feel the music that's being played and let it move their emotions, versus somebody who's coming in and not very open and receptive. They might enjoy the concert, but it might not move them the same way. So
Right. The
work that we'll be doing is very similar to this. There is always enough energy to impact everybody in exactly the way they're ready to receive it. And the caller will be like somebody asking the orchestra to play a particular song, if you will. Do you see?
Yeah.
So that's where, in the beginning here, you can ask to align with your higher self to receive the absolute most perfect healing for you, even if you don't know what that is. And that gives permission, because we have to give permission. We're free will beings, and our guides and angels will have to sit there and wait for you to ask for their help, wait for you to give them permission, because they're not allowed to intervene unless invited, unless it's going to alter your life in a radical way from your life plan, you know, where that guardian angel stops the accident from killing you or, you know, some event from disrupting your life path the way that you intended it to be here. So that's what I want to remind everybody, is we're hugely powerful beings, and you can call forth the healing you need. The trick is getting out of the way and allowing it yourself to receive it.
Don't shoot ourselves in the foot. Yes.
Well, and don't judge. And, you know, just if you catch yourself having negative thoughts, judgmental thoughts toward yourself or anyone else, just hit a pause button and just go, oh, I remember, I don't need that. That's not useful. Because all it does is take you out of the love vibration. And the most useful thing for your transformation is to remain in the love vibration as often and as much as possible. So when you get out of it by a negative thought or feeling or an anger or a hurt or unforgiveness or any of that, the trick is just to go, oh, I recognize I'm not feeling love in this moment. Let me reset that. I have that power and that choice. So, you know, you're going to be very conscious not to beat yourself up or judge yourself or anyone else, but to go, oops, slipped again. Let me reset that. You see, that's the power of it all. And it's not a denial process, because you're going to fully feel by your awareness, oh, gosh, I'm sad today. I'm going to feel that sadness fully. I'm hurt today. I'm going to feel that hurt fully. I'm really angry today. I'm going to feel that anger fully. And then you reset. And by doing that, you don't need to project those feelings onto somebody else because you've repressed them. So it's not a repression. It's just recognizing your power to have that experience instead of an idea about it or a thought about it, and then reset. And I have a friend that couldn't be with us today, so I'm going to invite healing to him. He has a surgery coming up here in a few days, and he has to be invited. So if you have friends and you have loved ones, not that you're going to impose, You know, it's kind of like why I stopped doing gift certificates. People were like, oh, gosh, my friend really needs a healing. And that friend didn't give permission for that healing. So
right.
We're just going to offer it. So I invite you also, you have friends and loved ones you feel like could use it, you offer it lightly. So you invite
right.
them through their higher self to be part of this, and then they get to choose whether to accept that energy in or not.
Yeah. Kind of, it's like they gave me this really cute visual. It's like, you know, like a butler holding, you know, going through with a tray of little sandwiches, you know, where you have
tray.
The option
uh-huh.
of picking that off, you know. It's like,
exactly.
yeah, you have the option of picking
exactly.
it or not, right.
And that way we extend the love and healing from this circle out to everybody that we know. And, you know, as you go to bed at night and you're praying for whoever and whatever in the world at large, it's the same thing. You know, you're just aligning your prayers with all the other people praying throughout the world for peace, for help, for, you know, for loved ones, for friends. So, you know, it's all good. We have that ability to link up because we're always entangled. And love
all
for
right.
tea. Love and compassion.
Nice.
Yeah. All right, sweetie.
Alrighty.
Let's take a caller.
Okay. We'll start out here. Area code 831.
Oh.
You have been really patient.
I'm sorry.
Whoop.
I jumped ahead before I got my heart centered. Yes. Let's do a little heart connect here real quick. I think we kind of did it anyway just by talking, but let's just do a little light language. So caller, we'll take you in just a second, but you join us too. And everyone, drop out of your minds. Drop out of your busy day. Your agendas, your doingness, all the things that take you out of peace and harmony and balance, all the things that you worry about, all the things that you fret about and regret, all the things you project into the future and fear, we're going to let all that go. We're going to just become very, very present here now today with the purpose at hand. And we're going to align ourselves in our hearts deeply, truly, fully connecting with the love that we are. We are love incarnate. We are divine source here in body, pressing through each one individually. We are benevolent, holy beings of light. And we're going to connect with that and remember that for a moment here, as many moments as possible. And we're going to hold that through this entire program so that we can hold the sacred space for everyone calling, listening, and who will listen in the future on the archives. And we're going to ask that this love and healing energy go out wherever it's needed in the world and the universe at large. And we're going to ground this energy deeply into the earth and connect with the Mother Spirit, Mother Earth, who serves us every day, providing the magnetism, the life force, the vitality, the nutrients and food and water and the air, everything that we need to survive here on this planet as beings in form. And we're going to give thanks to the nature kingdoms and the animal kingdoms and the elemental kingdoms, just as we give thanks to the angelic kingdoms, the ascended masters, and all the many celestials holding our light and love here on earth, that we may move out of the old and the past and release and relinquish and dissolve it and receive in its place the new light codes for the new earth as new earth humans. For we are indeed creating that new earth every moment, every thought, every breath, and every kindness and compassion, every forgiveness, every healing, it is expanded and increased and amplified, and the potentials become greater. And every one of you is part of that. And I want you to own that and feel it and ground that into the earth as who you are. I am not some unusual special being here with some rare gift. Everyone speaks light language. You just may not be remembering it yet. Everyone knows how to heal. You just may not be remembering it yet. Everyone is connected to Source. You may not be listening as deeply yet, but it will come if you trust and allow. and stay aligned with the just pure, true knowing that you're one with all that is. Ale, alo, ala, ama, ana, alakai, omakai, eliki, alako, takasa, maki alokai, hatanakai, ekiawako, shumakai, maki alokai wa, hatakasa, shumakai, eliki alokai, matalakai wa, avakai, eliki, alako, takasa, kalakai, deawakoshi, kaiawakotaka, hetaki hawako, shumhaki haloko yawako, Behetakai, halakai, omakai, omakai, eliki, alako. Aliki, aloko, awakoshi, awakoshi, awakoshi. Maki, alokai, awakoshi. Makalakai, awakotakasi. Kaalakai, awakotakasa. Shumhaki, halokai, awa. Makalakai, akiawa, oma. Aki, alokoi, awakotakasi. Alakai. Boki, akota. Shubhaka, shikiha wako, shum, hataka sakai, hele sakai wako, shumhaki halokai wa, bas sakai, ekiha wa, kaya wako takasi, kot kiha wako, shumhaki halokai, mak halakai, tene ekiha wako, shumhaki halokai wako shi, alakai wako lakai, maka alakai wa, amakai wako takasi, alakai, Amakai, alaki, alako takasa, makalakai, ala. Ala asa, amakai, alakai wako takasi, alaki alako takasa, aki ako takasa, makalakai wa, ama. Ale, alo, ala, ama, ana, om. Ale, alo, ala, ama, ana, om. Ale. Alo, ala, ama, ana, om, ale, alo, ala, ama, ana, om. And so it is. We are love. And we begin. You ready to take the first caller?
All righty. I think so. Caller,
831,
are you still with us?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Yes, hi. What is your name, please?
My name is Claire. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yes, Claire, welcome. Thank you for calling. By the way, did you notice that last two little phrases, how much it deepened us all?
Yes. I did.
I thought that was very interesting because it felt, you know, we were on this kind of energy pattern in a stream, and then all of a sudden it went whoosh deep.
And all that come together are the same vibrational frequency. So
mm-hmm.
we would have been in direct alignment and attunement with the light language that you were bringing forth.
Yeah. Wow. I just felt it deepened so much, and I wanted to bring that to people's awareness. So what can we do for you today? How may we assist?
I was wondering, what do you see coming on the horizon for my career, and especially for the publishing of the books that I have written?
Oh, good for you. Well, you know, I forgot to mention when I saw it in chat, once I began talking, I actually don't watch the chat line because it's a distraction for me. So somebody had asked if I do readings, and I don't do readings per se. Sometimes specific information will come in during a healing session. On the radio, we go so fast trying to take callers that I'm really not doing the reading so much as letting the issue receive healing. So as far as your very specific career plans and such, that would be a different show or a different guest. But can we at least focus on opening the highest potentials for your success and well-being?
That sounds
wonderful.
And
being able to go, so we can work on being able to go forward into this career path fully aligned, fully expressing your true light, and being in a space of balance. Because anytime we're stepping out in the bigger world, boy, it's a lot of balance. required.
Right.
And so let's focus on that. And for anyone who's listening, you know, this is a global thing because, you know, just you going to your work every day is no different than Claire going into her career path for her books. So what we always want to do, whatever it is we're doing, be it at home or at work, in any aspect of our life, is we want to be in the fullest alignment we can sustain so that we are expressing our divine truth, our divine love energy, our heart connection. And it's about maintaining that balance because it's very easy when someone, say, challenges us or is harsh toward us or in some way causes us to step back, you know, to lose our confidence, to begin to question or judge ourselves, and also to project all that judgment back on others. And to hesitate to really step into the fullness that we're capable of because we think it's a bit audacious, you know. Who am I to, you know? So as you're writing books, that's a really big one too. So for us to really, you know, step into the fullness of our potential and letting that doubt and lack of confidence just dissolve away because we recognize it's really not about us, it's so much bigger than we are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So
thank you.
I invite everybody to join us. Open your heart to receive, and we'll bring forth healing for all of those old programs that have us living in any way from the limitation of who we think we are and also the labeling of who we think we are because we're so much more than labels, you know, so that we unify in our wholeness instead of fragmenting ourselves into I am a writer, I am a sister, I'm a mother, I'm a, you know, employee, I'm a this, I'm a that, and really recognize, you know, I am divine love incarnate, expressing in many roles, all unified through the I am that I am. Okay? Akea alokai, hatakisa, shishi hawa kotaka sa, hakiha kotaka tanakai, hatatatatatata, chichi, acha, hatatatata, hee. Oh, it's such a joy blast coming in. We definitely want to let joy guide us. Ha-ta-ta-ta-ta-ha-ta-ta-ha-ta-ta. Man, that just feels like fireworks. You know, the bright light of fireworks, those white sparkly ones just falling over us. Joy. Aki ako takasa. Shumha kihalo koyawa. Hatenga kiawako. Shubakai, amakai, eliki, alako takasa. Oh, man. Ale alokaiwa. Ui, alokaiwako. Ale sikaiwako takasakai. Ui, ahanai. Ane aromai. Ale aromai. Ale aromai. Ane aromai. Claire, I want to let you know that I feel a blessing coming from your books. Sa 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 sa. Makayla Kayawa. Aki awako takasaka. Abakasi awako yawa. Uya. Ana. Ale arana. Amakaya wako takasi. Amakaya wako takasa. Uya. Ana. Ale arana. There's been some work at the third eye, and right at the bottom of the corners of the eyes is a little spot just under the outer corner of the eyes and the heart, high heart and heart. Aki alo koe wa koteka si. Uya. Ale. Ami aroma. Om Alaya. I want you to see yourself as this big chalice and just letting all this beautiful golden light, sparkly, iridescent, opalescent white light and just pure grace and gratitude, beauty, all filling up this chalice. Receive and fill yourself to overflowing. And then you will serve the world through your overflow. So it's important to always be filling that chalice that you are and putting yourself first, because you will continue to serve in a beautiful, luscious, wonderful, sparkling way when you are filled. And that overflow continues to just bless everyone around you.
Mm-hmm.
Really important to take care of yourself so that the chalice doesn't ever get dry.
Yeah.
And when it does, step back and take a break.
Mm-hmm. I like that word, luscious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was very specifically coming through for you.
Yeah.
Because it's abundance. It's lush, you know, the field that you will be serving and how that can serve you back through, you know, prosperity is luscious. But mm-hmm. as long as you're lusciously putting out to the world with graciousness and knowing that you have plenty to share because you're filling yourself up, you're taking care of you, it can go out lusciously and return lusciously.
Yes.
So what are your books about?
Well, I self-published my first book, which is called Angels of Faith, which is based mm-hmm. on my two near-death experiences and my angelic walk-in experience in 2003. And
beautiful.
When people read it, it wakes them up to their own divine eternal nature because mm-hmm. of the angelic intention that the words hold, and it's a channeled book, as are so many of the others. But Spirit, every time I've, tuned in and asked Spirit, should I get a literary agent? They say, no, go and be happy and create. I said, mm-hmm. should I look for a publisher? And they say, no, be happy, be joyful, and go and create. So I've created and channeled about 8 or 9 books, and it's not even that I'm waiting on Spirit. I've done this to serve and also created my Angel Healing House radio program that I've had for almost 3 years, and I give readings and bring forth channel topics. I'm waiting for the angels and God to show me how to step forward and serve. And so, you know, I'm not even the word patient. Because
right.
I'm
getting trusting instead of waiting. You're trusting.
I'm trusting instead of waiting. And believe me, it's just I do not make a step forward and push and control anymore because I know they have my back and they're working on it.
I know, and I so applaud you for that because it's what I have been doing, and I just know I have had a number of opportunities with people who have wonderful skills offering to help, put me out there in the world, you know, a publicist and somebody who can do more marketing and such. And when I tune in and say, should I do this? It's, no, don't need to. And
exactly.
stay in the joy of creating and offering, and
yeah.
it will all take care of itself. So I just right there with you.
Yeah, but I was going to say, there's been a number of, because we've been waiting, or I don't know if I'll use the word waiting, but that divine timing, for that divine timing to bring all those mm-hmm. things together, I don't know about you, but I've been presented with suddenly I'm being able to be perceived and seen because the world has shifted to bring itself up to this angelic a frequency inside of me, and
right.
people want to attach their little red wagons to me because they can see that light potential,
mm-hmm.
and not everything that's going to come to me, because I've been waiting for so long, I get excited, but then I tune in and I go, that's not of the highest order, And
right. Well,
and
or at least it's just not right for you. It's just about resonance and alignment, because we are drawing magnetically and intentionally. We're drawing our soul groups to us and the ones that are part of our missions. And you know, it's a big puzzle that gets. It's really a mandala. It's the way Spirit has shown me. It's a mandala. And we'll lend our energies to various mandalas, but not to everyone. I mean, everybody that comes to join us isn't necessarily part of the frequency of a strong mandala for us. Now, that
correct.
Doesn't mean they aren't perfect frequency to create a strong mandala with someone else.
Right. And I guess I have a leg up because I drew my twin flame to myself, my beautiful husband, to myself 11 years ago. And so we've been creating the projects and the endeavors to bring forth those divine missions that we contracted to set forth. So it's waiting for those opportunities to all those dots to connect.
Right, and that's so important for so many people are in struggle trying to push what they know they're here to do instead of trusting and letting the synchronicities and the divine timing reveal it. So that's a lesson for all of us to just hear your sincerity and your purity of heart when you say that. I can feel, you know, that really is trust there. And that's a hard thing for so many of us because we're raised in a culture that says, plan, put it on your list of things to do and make it happen. You know, set your goals. And so we come from a culture and a paradigm of force. And that's part of what's changing. And, you know, we're running into a great deal of frustration and struggle with force. And we have to sort of learn to step back from that and go, oh, yes, that's not how this works so well anymore. It's not that it isn't still working for some people out there, but those of us who are part of laying down the new templates of the new earth, we're being asked to engage energy differently.
Yeah, it's the art. Yeah. It's the art. I guess it's the art of allowance. And the quote that I created was, "Let go of the steering wheel of life, so that God and the angels can drive you to all the miracles."
I love it. Thank you. Hey, would you please send me an email with your book information and what you're doing, just to laurapierrette@gmail.com. I'd love to see it. And we need to move on to the next caller, but I really appreciate your call. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty.
Nice.
There we go.
It's great
cool.
to hear
that's
somebody.
Really cool.
Yeah, just doing their work in balance and trust, yeah. Oh, there's so many doing it. I don't mean that, you know, it's rare to find, but it's just, you know, refreshing because I love to see when it's working.
Yep. Absolutely. Love it when it works, kind of like computers. We love them when they work.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm sure everybody is going through, I mean, I'm going through a massive recalibration. It's been very, very hard for me to adapt to my new place here and the energies. And I finally went and had a, you know, not sleeping and well, and I finally had a session with a friend of mine, and she said, "Ha, here you think you're just tired because of the move and that you should be, now that you've finished moving, you should not be tired anymore, and what's wrong?" And she said, "Oh, honey, there's so much more going on than you're recognizing." And she was telling me about this massive recalibration to new vibrations. So I imagine we're all going through that.
That's what Maggie's talking about in chat, too, is like, you know, the energy's been going on. And Ron, our Wednesday astrologer, you know, he mentioned, oh, man, he waxed eloquent yesterday about, you know, the energies have been going up. We've had these three super moons, you know, what they call super moons that are like, I can't remember if it's the apogee, the perigee, you know, that kind of stuff. It's like when the moon is closer to the earth. And for the last 3 months, July, August, and September, September was the last, was the third of the supermoons that we're going to have for this year. So this whole summer, the last 3 months, we've had these. So it's like we've really intensively, you know, felt the moon's energies because it's been closer to our planet. So, yeah, there's been
lots
of recalibration going on. Absolutely.
Yeah. So anyway,
are you ready for the next one?
For all those who are struggling with recalibration, just breathe and give yourself time to adjust. You know, we're just always kind of now having to. We're getting hit in a good way because this is what's taking us forward. But we're having to adapt and accommodate these new energies on a regular basis, and we have to be patient with ourselves. I know my vision's blurry for an extended period of time. I don't know what other symptoms are coming up for other people, but, you know, it's a bit of disorienting.
That frequency change makes the eyeballs. Yeah, it's kind of interesting.
Well, I'm pretty darn close to scheduling an appointment with an ophthalmologist because my optometrist is saying nothing's wrong. So I'm working with energy, but, you know, it's like driving is really, it's really helpful when you're not blurry.
Yeah. All righty. Let's see. Let's go on here to area code 305-305. You are on live with us today.
Hi, I've been listening intently, and I've been listening to Light Language for, I don't know, maybe 10 years now.
Oh, wonderful.
And, yeah, and somebody gave it to me as well one afternoon on a session. And I love God so much. Since I was about 8 years old, I became aware of the Spirit and listening to the voice within. And, you know, when you come out in this world and not a lot of people see you, because they don't know where you're coming from, but you have to be on the outside watching most of the time, right? Well, regarding that other caller that just called in, so long as you do the work, don't worry about anything else. Just do the work. That's all that's meant to happen. But I wanted to ask you about the light language. We have a dictionary A to Z. In the light language, it sounds, in my ear, it sounds Hawaiian. It sounds like the ancient language on the earth right now, the Hawaiian, the Navajo, the Hopi, because it's all sound. Okay, it's all beautiful sound. And in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. So it's all about sound. So has it ever been written down, or is it hieroglyphically written down? Or when you're speaking to that woman, there was a lot of words like ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, like that. Does that signify something? Has Spirit given you a message behind those actual sounds to what they recognize or mean? Or is it just all about emotions and about feelings? Because when you were talking to her, I saw the angels. I saw a lot of fairies, and I saw a lot of laughter, and I saw the planet, and I saw the earth, and I saw the kingdom of nature, tons of that around. And you were singing, and it was so beautiful, you know, because I was out there in the garden with you. And I'm an artist. I'm a painter. So I can resonate to what you're talking in the voice. But I wanted to know, does every word have a meaning?
Wow. And yes to all those things you said. And the thing is, I'll give you the best understanding I have. And this is, again, I don't speak this as, you know, divine truth here, because this is how I've come to understand and perceive it, largely because I don't understand or perceive it, if that makes sense. From things I've read, from things I've gotten from my guides, from things I've gotten in many, many readings from many different readers, who, you know, because honestly, some of the things that were told to me, I just couldn't even believe. They were just way too big, you know, for me to accept. And then I'd have another reading, and it'd be the same information from somebody else, you know. And then I'd have another reading. So it's like, okay, all right. It's just crazy, you know. So what I am understanding is that there are earth languages that were formed. Now, if you want to go back as far as Pleiadian,
That's my next question to you.
And Lemuria and those really were us remembering and speaking light language and that sort of thing. But, you know, in our DNA, this is how we feel it and know it. We know it in our heart, in our cells, in our DNA. They vibrate to it. So it's a direct bypass of the brain and the mind and goes right into the cellular programming of us as spiritual beings. And there's a fabulous book, Kryon book out about DNA. Not his most recent one before that, but it gets into a lot of talk about the DNA and the different layers of DNA, the spiritual layers. It's really great. But that's, you know, Kryon.com. But the earth languages, I believe, are from our soul memory. We develop the languages. And so if you were in Polynesia or Hawaii or American Indian, wherever you were developing, you know, the ancient languages of the planet, certainly, you know, Egypt and the Aramaic languages, Hebrew, things like that, you know, we were more aligned still in our connection to source at the beginning and in those indigenous cultures where those languages developed. And So there's this soul memory kind of overprinting or reminding us, and that's where what you hear in a lot of that. The languages that I am channeling are coming from beyond Earth, also from, you know, star beings and many, as you said, the Elohim. There's, you know, we have spiritual parents, if you will, and we have many incarnations in other planetary systems. And some people hear, actually, like in a group of six people, all six will hear differently what I've just said, and it's still the one me, or in a room of, you know, 50 people. And people will hear what they need to hear, and they'll receive the frequencies and energies in a code mix that they can relate to and utilize. That's why at the beginning of this I said, just tell your higher self to bring you what you need. And it can be put out in one form, and you can receive it in a different form, if that makes sense, through our entanglement. Because it's all intention. So
wait, I don't like that word entanglement. I have to stop you there. I don't like that word entanglement.
Okay, it's quantum. We're entangled quantumly.
I think it connotes
actually, I'm going to invite you to work with your concerns about that word, because entanglement is not, you know, there's nothing wrong with the word except how we are perceiving it. So from my point of view, we're working in the quantum. It's multidimensional. And the best way I understand how to explain that is we're entangled in through the oneness, meaning we're all part of Source. There's no separation. You cannot.
Right. Okay,
so
I can get that.
You can work with your associations or connotations around that word and maybe release whatever judgment, because there's no need to have a judgment about a word. But I won't say there's no need. There's just no – it's not serving to keep us in judgment in any form. Because, we're just – it's somebody's – some context you hold about that. So that's okay. But so the ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta and the different ways that that comes through, and the dolphin and whale tones and things, that's all in codement. So a lot of the words specifically are frequency. They're also my guide names, if you will. And I work with a number of collectives, as I've mentioned, the Elohim. You mentioned you felt the earth and these nature kingdoms. Ana kind of represents that in my work. Ana, the word Ana is sort of the name that represents the collective of, it's not, I don't know how to explain it. It's like she shows
you
herself
know,
to me as,
can I say why? Because I have a nickname and it ends with, I'm not going to say it online because people might know me, but it ends with Na. So I'm in the garden all the time painting Mother Nature.
Yeah.
So that's really important to me that you said that.
Yeah. So Ana is sort of, you know, the whole inner, and when I say inner earth team, I don't mean like, you know, the Telos beings. I mean like those beings who are helping Mother Earth maintain her grids and her clarity and her, what do I want to call that, like coherence, so that we can all move forward and clear the grids and that sort of thing. So there's a whole team working with that. It's a vast team that are putting, you know, helping many of us doing this work, I think, but certainly I mean, they're my team. I don't know if people have different variations of it. But when I walk on the earth and when I go to these places I'm guided to go to in my travels, you know, we're often working with the grids. But everything that we do affects the grids, too. So these encodements to the DNA of the human through light language is affecting the global grids, because as each one of us are receiving these encodements for the new earth, for the new earth human, for the clearing of the old and releasing of the past and our pains and wounds, we make ourselves more and more and more available to hold the higher light codes of the new earth for ourselves, and then our life becomes more magical and easy, and, you know, manifestations and flow and synchronicity and intuition is enhanced for ourselves as individuals, but then that's also upgrading the grids of the earth, and then it becomes available to everyone. So that's, you know, light language is working in this vast way. So yes, earth languages, but those are more of a imprint from our memories as they were created and spoken on earth. And so it does sound a lot like that. But then I'm bringing in, you know, light codes and frequencies from so many different groups in the galactic and even beyond this universe, actually. Certainly the Elohim is like my core, the angelic presence. So I don't know if that answered your question. I don't really understand it, but I'm told that if I insisted on understanding what I say as a like translation, that they tell me it would diminish it because it would get my mind involved.
Yeah.
And it would linearize and slow down and interrupt and try to make three-dimensional something that is not.
Yeah,
so
it would become another system, right.
Yeah, so it's not that you couldn't. And, like, I asked one time about at least that last phrase I use all the time, alo, ala, ala. See, I can't even do it without being in channel. Ale, alo, ala, ama, ana, I think it's how it goes. And I said, so what does that mean exactly? And they gave me, like, 12 versions that were all slightly nuanced. But in essence, it means the divine presence flows through me or is in me. And that seems to be a very key piece that I repeat frequently.
So it's a combination of Sanskrit also. It's the simplicity of life in sound, dance, music, theater, like that. But it comes
and more than simplicity, the wholeness, because what these are is whole light codes, which are not based in duality, and they come from beyond this realm, and that's why they need to be channeled. And they're also guided and guarded by extraordinary light beings. Jonathan Goldman's book, Shifting Frequencies, I think it's called, has some chapters about that as well that were very enlightening to me. So that we can't misuse it, because if you're not in a certain vibration, you know, it'll either bypass your vibration and overprint you if you're going to bring it through, or you just can't access it.
So do you think as we continue to more and more people enter the fifth dimension and the sixth and the seventh, and you think when you're in spirit like that, you don't need a language, you just need thought?
Well, what they tell me is there will come a time not too far ahead that I won't even be using the sound. It won't be necessary.
Yeah.
It's enjoyable. So, you know, like singing is enjoyable, but we can sing in our heads. But they said people need something physical to relate to right now. So we use the languages because it gives them a reason to drive to an event or get on a radio call or have a healing session, because they seem to, at this point, need a connection. And we give them that through the sound and such. But they said all those codes are coming off your body anyway. You don't have to open your mouth. They're coming out of your eyes. It's coming off your field. It's in your Merkaba. And this is how we share the light language. After you all receive it on the phone call today on this radio program, you go out in about your day and your world, and you've received these into your Merkaba fields. And then somebody sitting next to you at work can peel it right off of you in their readiness and their appropriateness. And you haven't exchanged a word or said a sound. So what they're telling me is, you know, in other dimensions, we don't have vocal cords because we're formless beings, and yet we still share light language. So it's sound tone frequencies that are expressed in light.
Right. Okay, cool. All right. I think you've really clarified it. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Thank you
for ancient ways of.
I'll be able to actually direct people to this segment of the phone, of this recording today. And so thank you for asking so that we could clarify that for a lot of people.
You're welcome.
You know, in the archives. Mm-hmm. And blessings with your work. God bless you.
God bless you with your work because it's so beautiful.
Thank you. You know, we're all here for the same on the same team. We're all doing the same thing.
I know.
Different ways, but we're all just amping up the love vibration and clearing all the blocks and impediments to that so that we can just create the sustainable love and peace. And it sounds so, who is that? I can't think of the word now. You know, Haley Mills and the whole, you know, naive kind of. But you know what I'm talking about.
Right, yeah, I do. It's like I'm sitting there going, language mark, okay.
You know, I've been called idealistic and immature. And it's not to be loving. It's not idealistic and immature. It's
truth. The way we're supposed to be.
We're not here to hurt each other or ourselves. But you know what? I was just listening to something this morning. It really hit home for me because I have friends that are troubled with their phobias, and I just said, it's all about your belief system, right? You know, whatever you want to believe, you're going to keep stuck inside of yourself. So besides what you were just sharing about coming to the earth to love one another and give the love that is given to us constantly every breath we breathe, we just also have to remember the belief is in yourself and to listen to that voice from within.
And when we stop resisting all of these things we think about ourselves, and we can just be present with ourselves in all of our wrongs and all of our hurts and all of our fears, we can give space to all that so it can move through and make some room for something else.
Well, I was just with family, and they're like 20 years younger than me, and they still don't, they were never taught certain ways of living or feeling loved. So they're, they don't know where to turn because they don't have anybody in their environment that's teaching them something new outside of their box, which was part of my process of being there, to show them that those things are not yours. You have to find yourself.
When we can show up with compassion and not need those people to change, but we can just hold some space of love, even if we need to step away from them because of what they're creating, you know, for us or around us, some chaos or whatever, we can still hold them in our hearts. We can still hold space without judgment. And as we do our work,
never
we change the grids of the planet. And
yes.
then they can do theirs more easily.
Exactly. They have to feel safe. A lot of people don't feel safe. When you tell people that they're they were born with safety, it frees them.
Yeah. Are we needing to take a commercial break here?
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Thank you for your time. I'm going to keep listening.
I don't know. God bless. In the
morning. I wasn't sure where that was coming from. I was going, what in the world? I was hearing music.
I thought maybe we were being pushed into a commercial break.
No, not unless you need
it. Okay.
All righty. Well, thank you, caller, for calling in today, and I appreciate the time Laura's gotten to work with you and you get to share with us. So it's like, keep us posted and come back in. Okay, did my board freeze on me? I am not sure. Gee. All right, anyway.
I guess we needed to hear a little music.
sitting there going, nope, don't hear the music anymore. Something that did come up here, let's see, from chat. I'm going to have to read this because this is really cool. She said, entanglement is used in physics as a term to describe a physical phenomena that occurs when paired groups of particles are generated or interact in ways such that the quantum stage particle can be described independently. Instead, a quantum state may be given to describe the whole. I was like, all right. She got out some Wikipedia because I was going, I don't have a copy of that one. She said, entanglement also describes how one particle interacts with another at a great distance. They interact with each other at great distances because they are entangled. She goes, that's moi. I went, okay, it's like we all connect. Back to Pahana's, we all connect to each other in a school and a hoop that never ends. So it's like kind of like, I'll just say Yoda's my hero because it's like, that's the, the feel the energy between, all of us. It's like, yeah, absolutely.
it's such a hard thing for people to wrap their minds around because it's so, infinity and vastness and entanglement and quantum and multidimensionality are all such, crazy concepts. But if you just think, really feel in your heart instead of think.
Right.
Is God in me? Am I part of God? Am I part of this God system? Well, everything is. And then you can quit worrying about why or how it works and just kind of focus on it just is. And then deal with the isness of it and enjoy
it. The water. It's like, I don't know how, but I sure wish I could.
Well, you have to realize when, Jesus and the masters and avatars who do these amazing things, they're operating at a much higher efficiency of DNA, if you will. So their spiritual connection is at a much higher percentage than, most of us. So as we increase, and that's what this whole ascension journey is, and it is a journey where you increase over time your ability to hold more light, to you become more, you have more efficient DNA. And so your intuition is enhanced. As I said, your manifestations are enhanced. Your health is enhanced. Everything is enhanced when you're functioning at a much higher percentage of active DNA.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. All righty. We got some more to go here. So.
Okay.
next one is area code 661. This might be a Skype caller, but I know it's 661. You're on with us.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Laura.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Candy.
Hi, Candy. Candy as in Candy 59?
Yep.
Hello.
Nice.
Hi.
Nice to hear from you. What can we do for you?
Okay. What happened is last month my in-laws visited, and I got through off-kilter totally, and I'm still off-kilter. I need to, a healing to get back in,
Back in balance.
I mean, it was so bad, girls, that I almost passed out a couple times from it.
Oh, boy.
When they were here. Yeah.
Yeah. So the first thing that comes to me is a really good deep breath.
Okay.
And again. And again, for the listening audience, if any of you have found that when you are around certain other people, you lose yourself and you lose your center and you find it chaotic and incoherent and difficult to align, and you don't feel yourself anymore, then, you know, there's all kinds of dynamics going on at invisible levels that you want to become, if not aware of, at least present with. So like even if you don't understand the dynamics, at least just get back to your full presence with yourself. Okay? So I'm going to tune into you, Candy, as everybody else is asking their higher selves to restore their pure soul essence, legally incarnated for this physical lifetime, this physical form, male or female as you are in this life. I'm just going to hold that for a minute and watch this energy. And you breathe. Nice, deep, slow breaths. And let me know if you start to feel anything shift. I'm feeling it in your hips right now. Don't breathe so you're going to hyperventilate, but just nice, calm, restorative breaths. Coming back to you. Magnetizing all of your fragmented parts across all time and space and all expressions of your being back into wholeness here now. Releasing all the people that throw you off kilter, holding them with love, compassion, and releasing them to their journey as you restore yourself to your own. Releasing any cords, connections, vows, promises, commitments. It could be a certain way, any of the programs from your childhood, all the dual judgments of good and bad, right and wrong, released, healed, dissolved, and returned to God's source, restoring to you the whole light, true, balanced, integrated self that is your legally incarnated essence for this time, this space, this now. Drop a grounding cord out of your root chakra and originate it in your heart center. And run it down through your chakra system and out your root into the earth. And simultaneously, or one after the other, however is easiest for you, running a grounding cord from your heart chakra up through all your chakras and out your crown and up to God's source. And you're going to be running that cord right through your higher self, your I Am Presence. We're going to begin with the vertical alignment, as above and below. We are one. But we're going to go beyond that. So just stay with me and let me know when you feel centered in that vertical alignment, grounded in the earth, grateful to our mother. It supports us in so many vital ways. And grounded up into source, through your higher self and I am presence into the all that is.
Okay.
Are you feeling centered?
Better, yes.
Now, I want you to tell me if you feel like yourself again. Do you feel your unique vibration? Almost like your own heartbeat, you know, your vibration with
it's
no other...
Just, and my solar plexus area still feels off.
Okay, so go into that solar plexus with me and ask, what does it need to be at peace? I'm grinding my teeth now for you, so there's a lot of stress and tension around trying to be a certain way, trying to hold things together.
Right, that's what they expect me to be,
right.
Their way, instead of the way I am.
Mm-hmm. But we're so afraid of being hurt and persecuted and harmed for being who we are that we trade that, so we barter that in pieces. That's how we fragment. Who do I need to be safe? Who do I need to be loved? Who do I need to be accepted? And we barter parts of ourselves for that. I was working on that myself this morning in a very long meditation. Because we ultimately need to get to where we can be at peace being who we are, trusting that's enough. And if somebody else doesn't like that or isn't at ease with that, you know, you don't ask the wind to be different than it is. You don't ask a flower to change its number of petals or change its color because it's not your preference. We have to learn to be with each other as we are. And be
okay, I feel like something lifted out of there.
Good.
Just now.
Good. Big. Oh, I'm lightheaded. Wow. And let's say to yourself, you say to yourself, and I'm going to check you for truth. I am okay exactly as I am.
I am okay exactly as I am.
Good. That's a gift for you. I accept and love myself even when others don't.
I accept and love myself even if others don't.
Yeah, not so much. You want to work on that one?
Okay.
Do I have your permission to help that to change that belief with you?
Yes, please.
Okay. So just relaxing. Good news is the cells in your body do know how to feel this. I'm doing some theta healing right now, actually. Your cells do know how to feel this. So we're just working with the belief right now. That feels better to me. Are you noticing a shift?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Feels a lot
say it
better.
Again. I love and accept myself even when others do not.
I love and accept myself even if others don't.
Oh, that's good. That's nice and strong now. Cool. Now, where do you feel incomplete?
My solar plexus feels better.
Okay. I'm feeling something off on the left, what is that? Spleen pancreas area.
My lung pancreas area. There's something wrong there.
Yeah, that's where I'm being directed. Just want to cry for you. That's shifting. Felt that go down my legs. I am. Nice big shift.
That shifted, whatever it was.
Yeah, nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. Now I can get to you ground, to your, you know, your root chakra. It's like I've been moving around other places because it's just not wanting to ground in this. I am okay as I am. I accept myself as I am, even when nobody else does. I've had something come up in my meditation this morning I'll share with you. You know, a lot of people talk about mother, father, God, and there's this separation and all. And I think a lot of us, because we've come out of this patriarchal society, you know, there's this God is supreme, and mother God sometimes gets lost. And I have done so much work around that, and the energy coming in this year of the Shekinah, the Holy Mother energy that, you know, was withdrawn in the Garden of Eden, if you will. So that whole return of the divine feminine is a big piece. So what I was being shown is to imagine, of course, God isn't separate, but to imagine you're holding one hand with Father God and the other hand of Mother God, which, mm-hmm. of course, are not physical beings, but, you know, in your imagination. And you're holding each of their hands, and you're the child. You're the Christ child, meaning you're here to hold the Christ consciousness, the unity consciousness. And so you form this trinity with Father, Mother, God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And what is the Holy Spirit? Well, it's been shown to me that that's Mother God. But it was sort of diminished throughout, you know, the church teachings. It was just called Holy Spirit. And it was, you know, never clear exactly what that was.
Okay.
And so I was being shown to just create the circle, you know, and form the triangle, or however you want to see those geometries for unity, that you are the divine child and you are perfect as you are. And that doesn't mean that we're not exploring that perfection, meaning in our whole, like, other dimensional expressions, you know, our I am levels, you know, we really are perfect. And we've come in this earth plane and experienced forgetting of that, and we're remembering it. And we don't need to judge ourselves when we're not where we want to be. What's important is we stay in the journey of remembering and just hold that trust and truth that we are already divine beings.
Okay.
Does that help you hold? What I want to do is see you light up again. I want to feel you feel vitalized by your own energy again. So I want you to hold this circle or this triangle as you choose with Mother, Father, God until you, as a vessel, you know, until you fill up.
Okay.
Divine love. Let's do that. Tell me when you feel full, complete, whole. Where you feel like you're your own vibration again.
Yes.
You there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now I want you to take this vertical column we've been aligning in, as you know, from creator source through your heart chakra all the way down into the core of the earth. And now I want you to turn it spherical, meaning instead of just being a vertical column, I want you to feel the spherical nature of all that is that supports you. All of the universe is part of our evolution and supporting our ascension. And we are supported so completely. I had a beautiful vision the other day of the dolphins, you know, just literally pushing up under the hands, you know, one on each hand. And, you know, we have so much support from so many loving beings of so many different dimensions and expressions and planetary systems and, you know, the angelics and, oh, my gosh, there's just so much here. So, you know, certainly that God, creator, source, one point focus you know, is great. But I also want you to realize that as expression of God, Creator, Source, is all this other there with you, and it fills the sphere. And you are never lacking anything that you need to feel and be the love that you are here. And you don't need to be looking in the mirrors of the people who can't see that beauty and light in you. Look inside your heart. Look up to God's source. Look down to Mother Earth. Look around you in the sphere. Call in the, you know, the ones, the Jesus, the dolphins, the, you know, the beautiful women of the, you know, the ascended masters and the goddesses and the fairies and the nature kingdoms and all of the support that's all around you all the time, because that's who can see you.
Okay.
When the others in the earth plane can't. And that is
okay.
Your spiritual family. And the earth plane ones are too. They just don't remember it. And when you're reconnected with them in another plane, maybe sometime even down the path in this plane, they will remember you. But right now they can't see you. And so you have to look to the spiritual family that can when you need to feel stronger.
Okay.
Akialo prayawa kota katsika. Kabakai eliki alakota. Shivakai omakai alaki avakasa. Behe sakayawa kota katsi. Avakai eliki alokayawa. Sa neki awako. Eki halokayawa. Shiki hakota katsa. Beanokote nikiawa. Bakayawa kota katsi. Bakhele esa. Bakhai hotakai. Bakhe tikiawa. Bakhataka. Bakha sa 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 sa. Bakha sa 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 sa. Bene sa kayawa kote kasi tai. Bone sa bakayawa kote kasi. Kiano kote ni kiawa. Ale ki alo kayawa ko. Shum hao ki halo kayawa. Boki ha kote kasi. Bakhai hotakasa. Bakhe takayawa. Bane sakayawa kote kasa. Bakene ki alo kai. Bone ki awa koshi. Bakai wa kote kasa. Nene ki alu koya wa kote kasi. Katene ki awa. Bote e sakai wa. Bohote kasa. Bete e sakai wa kote ka. Behe sakai o takai o makai ele ki alu kota kasa. Bode e ki ha wa kota. Bakai o chi wa. Bote e ta o takasa kaya no katene ki awa. Bote ne isti ki awa. Bola kaya wa. Bota kasa kaya wa. Bokhe siki akotaka. Bache e takai. Bokai wako shi. Shumhao ki halo korewa. Balakai wako takasi. Bale e sakai wako takasa. Bone e ki hawako shi. Bone ki awako lakai. Bakai o makai eleki alako takasa. Abakai eleki alako takasa. Manaki alako takasa. Ala. Amakai, omakai, eliki, alako takasa, ala. Makala kayawa kotaka sikalakai. Koki haku takasa. Sheawako lakai, ama. Ake ki hawako shiwa. Alakayawa kotaka si. Omakai eliki alakota. Shumhao ki halokaiwa. Baleki alako takasa, ana, ama. So how are you feeling now?
Much better. Thank you.
Good. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Wow.
And blessings. Yes.
Blessing. I wanted to tell you that I have experienced Gaia, Mother Earth.
Mm-hmm.
I've experienced her energy, my friend, Trans Channels Gaia.
Mm-hmm.
And she's such a beautiful energy.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, and she also channeled Archangel Metatron for us a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to share that with you, too.
Yes, definitely.
Thank
Gaia you. Gaia will speak to you, too. I don't know if you know who Pepper Lewis is. She's a beautiful Gaia channel. She's moved into other work now, but there's huge, vast archives of her Gaia channelings and books and CDs and all that. But anyway, after being in one of her sessions, I got to ask a personal question, and she said, I will come and work with you directly. And Gaia has and has been with me ever since.
Right.
And so, Gaia will work with everybody, and just ask her to come, and she'll be completely available. It's just permission, intention.
Right.
Thank you, and thanks to your friend. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my energy feels so much better. I feel like I'm back to myself.
Good. That was the goal, is because everybody matters. You know, when we're thrown off our balance, and honestly, I've been struggling with this since my move. I'm still working on recovering my balance here. And it's just not this, I had this massive portal that follows me around. I thought it would follow me here, and it will, and it has. But the energy is here different than it was at my other house. So meditating and channeling at my other house was a very set energy for me. And, and so it's so critical that each of us, as we either A, feel diminished by trying to please another person, and that's never honoring of ourselves when we diminish ourselves, to do that and see ourselves as less because we're viewing through someone else's projection. But whether it's that or whether it's a hurt or an anger or, a work crisis situation or just a move, like in my case, or whatever it is, the work that we do to rebalance ourselves is so important. You know, I have a medical intuitive reading tomorrow to work with the vision thing. I mean, every step you take to heal yourself, rebalance yourself, and get yourself back to your whole light, true energy matters for yourself and the entire planet. So not to put pressure, but
I have one last question. That pain on my left side, was that for my lung or my, what exactly was that?
I don't know. I just followed the energy there, honestly. If I have to stop and get into the information, I really, really work with and respond to energy directly. Even to the point where I might get some visions or visualizations if I ask and need to know. On the radio, I don't try to tune in, because that takes me a little more time, and I want to get as many callers.
Okay, understandable.
In private sessions, I'll take that time and try and get more information.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you, Kelly. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Candy.
Yeah. I just have learned that working with the energy is really all it takes, and the rest of it is information, and getting that linear information and communicating that can slow things down. So I just try to work as quickly as possible. It's the mind that seems to want to know, but it's not necessary.
Oh, my goodness. Here's somebody I better pick up. I've been looking and looking for her. It's like I found her.
Is it Bonnie?
Hello?
I've
been on for an hour. I've been talking. Hi! Oh my goodness, Laura!
I'm sorry, I didn't even see you. It's like I kept looking at my voice. Now here you are. You just popped up.
Oh my goodness, I've been on since 1:20.
Oh my goodness.
Listen, I am just so happy that you had that many people, Laura, that she didn't pick me up and she couldn't see me, which is what I thought, actually. So, oh, my God, Laura, I just had to get on because it's been a rough time for me. I'm getting out of it, but, I've had to go to New York, and I've been, my God, that was like going digging through Hades and back. But I love New York, actually, but it was just what I had to do in New York. But anyway, I am so happy you're on the show. I'm so happy to hear you, and I see, and you've mesmerized me since I've gotten on.
Thank you. And thank you, Bonnie and Kelly, for creating this avenue for me to work through, because, I don't want to have a show of my own.
I
don't want the regular, I don't have to do, I don't want to do the work of it. I just want to get online. And so much of the way I work is really that fairy energy, that angelic energy of just, being
showing up
or whatever, like those little fairies that float around Sleeping Beauty, and I just feel the little magic wand, and I just beep, 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 beep. And that's the way I like to work. And I don't want to get bogged down in the process.
Well, you know what, Laura, you don't have to, because we are just so happy. I mean, Kelly, I can tell you. And she'll say, no, we don't. But we fight over who's going to take you because we know your energy.
I never fight with Bonnie. Are you kidding?
Yeah, I know you do. But if I don't say, okay, you can be on with Laura, she's so disappointed. I hate seeing that. So I do want you to know we do love you, both of us. And if one is isn't on, it has nothing to do with who's taking you. It has to do with that we both want to take you.
So. No problem. I'm just really grateful to be part of the program and to be able to reach people. So in the archive, I'm just so grateful to have all this. At some point, maybe I'll do more of them as if I ever settle in a routine. It's all that travel I love to do that makes me not want to have my own show or have anything that I'm committed to. I like being free to pop in and pop out.
I totally understand that because for 2 weeks, Laura, I haven't even been able to get on my own show. So
yeah.
I think this week that I came back or was it last week? I can't even remember. So
let's see. I think you were back. Wait a minute. Now you're making me think here. I think you were back last Monday and Tuesday. And I think you were I know you were on Thursday.
Well, hey, Laura.
But you're back this
I think you better work on my memory, girlfriend, because I can't even. I cut out to the last months of my life. So,
It's interesting, too, though, because as we move more and more into the quantum mind, we really, really move out of the linear, and that memory is really different.
I know. I know it goes very quick. Somebody said to me, and then I'm going to, let you get to healing, but somebody said that when you get older, it goes by the flash or the blink of an eye, and I thought, oh, come on, it's taken me forever to become 19. I remember saying that. And then my dad said, well, when you hit 40, you won't even remember your days. And I'm thinking to myself, I hit 40, and he was right. Because, actually, I'm 16, so when I hit 40, I'll remember that. But it was like, it's the blink of an eye. It's just the blink of an eye. So I don't know what that is supposed to mean or anything.
Well, I heard that as we move in out of linear time and into quantum time is event-oriented, not linear, it's not... We won't be living our lives by the clock or by the linear event like that. It will be by the actual event. So we will be focused and aligned with and intentionally present for an event. Or like we were talking earlier about mandalas, where we will form a group for a purpose. And so our time, our memories and our intention, our focus and our time will be more oriented toward an event.
That's
than
so
the
cool.
linear progression toward the event. So each moment is an event.
Oh, I love that, Laura, because my friend Charlie Takaya, who's a seer here, I'm an energetic seer, and he helps people find, he's just amazing. He doesn't live, he keeps saying that he doesn't live in linear time. And I'm like, okay, well, just make sure you show up at my show at 1 o'clock, because that is linear time for me. So.
Right, but I mean, more and more, I think we're part of living in the moment is we don't bring it in the past. We're not going to be worried about the future. We're going to be very present each moment as a unique event.
I love
that. And that's
that because...
how we will move through time is event by event. And when that moment is complete, and sometimes that's a minute and sometimes that's 3 hours, but it's still a moment in time, an intentional present moment, then that event is complete, that being present with that energy and that circumstance and those people or whatever it is, and maybe it's just a feeling state that you need to work with, like as a healing is, I'm angry right now. That's an event. And what we do is we put that off until we have time, linear time, to sit and meditate on that event. What if we just had a flash moment of that feeling state event, fully present, let it go. And then we're in the next event without that carrying forward. Isn't that a cool concept?
That is a really cool concept. I love that. In fact, I called, I have been waiting, and I was just going to say hello. But since I'm on with you and I don't know how many followers you have, do you feel anything
not being
around
one to waste
my...
an opportunity.
I'm going to say this right now. For the callers who are still in queue, it's like we will get to you. It's like definitely.
Oh, you know what? Then if you, and maybe I shouldn't ask for myself, but I was just going to ask you.
No, it'll be fine, Bonnie. We got time.
You know that everything we do for a caller, we do for everybody.
Yes, and I did listen. So I'm, but you know, usually, and I'm so funny, I go, oh my goodness, I'm totally a flash. So it doesn't make a difference. I'm a cosmic ray, and I keep going. But I have been since I got home, and this is what I wanted to ask you, if you can feel anything around me, because ever since I got home, I cannot get out of bed. I mean, I get up to do my stuff, but I used to go to the gym at 4:30 in the morning. I used to work. I know that my body's telling me to regenerate because I've been through like a war zone, like for my body and for my brain, I think. But do you pick it up anything, Laura, that I need to know?
Let me just see. Tune in. No, I do think that you're just tired and you're not honoring yourself by, you know, honoring that you're tired. You're trying to throw yourself right back in. And it's exactly what I was doing after the move. It's like, okay, so the stuff's here. What's wrong with me? You know,
yes,
I'm not still moving.
Yes.
And yet, yes, you know, there's this shift to process. There's change to process. There's energy involved in the change that doesn't have to do with picking up a box and moving it. And, you know, your work in New York and all this, what you're calling a war zone, I mean, you've got to honor your body processing all that. And it doesn't mean that processing has to take time, but sometimes it takes energy.
Yeah, well, that's what I kind of feel. I'm glad you said that, because what I think is this. I mean, I'm kind of totally out of it, but what I did is I did honor my body. I said, you know what, I'm not going back to the gym. I'm not leaving the house except for menial, the things that I have to do. And I'm so at peace right now, but usually I'm really an going out kind of girl.
Well, you might want to just look at that energy too and ask yourself, why are you so compelled to be doing, going out? Because I've been looking at that personally lately. A circumstance triggered some old, you know, childhood memories, if you will, or going back into old patterns. And what I see is, you know, my dad was he was a really good man and all, but he was commanding officer of a naval hospital. He was a doctor, Navy doctor. You know, it's all about duty, service, and doing for others. And there's, so he would walk through the room, and if you were sitting in a chair reading a book, he'd be like, well, if you have time to do that, you have time to do, and he'd give you a list of house chores. So I became scared, so he couldn't find me, or very busy, you know, on homework or something that was a acceptable, you know, use of time. So I've had to look at my patterns of I'm not enough, I'm not doing enough, I'm not accomplishing enough, I'm not helping people enough, I'm not serving enough. I've had to really look at all that because, boy, you know, you just spent your life being sure Dad didn't catch you not doing something. You know?
Yeah, you know.
Doing something you really didn't want to do, you know.
I do look at that all the time. I'm pretty even keel as far as that, but I'm high energy, so I've got to do something. But I really have taken it slow for the last week since I've been home. But I just was curious because I'm glad. I thought, well, oh, my God, do I have a block? Do I have this? Do I have that? And I'm like, no, Bonnie, you're just tired. You're just waiting to rejuvenate. And where my shows are perfect, because, you know, I do my shows in my studio here, I don't have to move, which is so cool. But you know what? If I'm eating, I got to move. So I'm starting to feel it back. Today was the first day I actually felt like getting up and walking. So I'm kind of back. So I just wanted to see if you felt anything around me that I needed to address.
No, I don't feel anything's wrong per se. I just feel like, you know, again, it's just, we really have to focus on, is our energy coherent or are we fragmented and incoherent? And when we're fragmented and incoherent, we need to take a pause and step back and deal with that and do something with that, because then we're just spending a lot of energy, wasting a lot of energy in a way that isn't actually helping us, but it's draining us. So, you know, it's when you're tired, you need to step back and pause and go, okay, let me work with my energy. Let me reset. Let me rebalance. Recover.
That's what I'm doing. Are you doing that, Laura?
I am, but I'm doing it more consciously now because, you know, I just have to. I mean, when you hit that wall and hit the wall and drop to the bottom of it and you're in a heap,
yeah,
it's like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah, because I felt it talking to you. So I thought, oh, my goodness, I hope she's doing what she and, you know, you and I and Kelly and everybody, I mean, you know, we have the greatest listeners and callers, and they're all the same. Everybody's a helper, wants to be, or, you know, wants to help energetically, mm-hmm. spiritually, physically, and it's sometimes tough. So I am so happy that you told me that. I feel much better now. I don't have any blocks that I can see. I just need
to
get
I'm not really getting anything, just, you know, just a little spaz.
What'd you say? This will pass?
Just a little spaz. You know how we get spaz, almost, you know, caught up in a spaz energy of incoherent,
oh.
sort of, you know,
oh, yeah.
static. You know, and we just kind of got to ground it out. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Get back to
totally
center.
Spaz. Why, thank you, honey. I really appreciate it. I know there's a lot of people waiting for you to help them, and I get helped every time I listen to you.
My
you
pleasure. And for people who can't get on the call and are frustrated by that, I do private sessions.
Yeah.
You know, we can do them distantly, but just as we're doing on the radio, it doesn't need to be in person. You can also get a custom CD. So you just tell me your concern or intent or an energy you want to work with, and I can record a custom, not a CD, I'm not sending you a physical CD, but a download. And you can work with that over time, you know, repeatedly. So there are ways that you can definitely get the healing you're seeking if you don't get picked as a caller.
Well, I do, yeah, and I do also want you to tell them, Laura, how to get a hold of you, where to get a hold of you. You just told them what you did because it's important. I want everybody to know that we, as co-hosts and hosts, this is what we do for a living, a lot of us, and where we want to help you, and we want to give so much to you. Sometimes it's limited time. So if you want a private session with Laura, with Kelly, with me, with Susan, you know, please get a hold of us. That's what we love to do, and there are so many people that really, really don't want to get on the air and actually want to have a private session. Laura, you can go to her .com, which is laurapierrette.com, isn't it, Laura?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Uh-huh.
And
you can get in the conversation on Facebook about, you know, Daily Dose of Love and other light language, and, you know, posts are going there and that sort of thing. I have two Facebook pages, one a personal one that's more inspirational things I'm sharing that other people are sharing to me and I forward, and my posts go there. And the other one is Laura Pierrette, Healing Channeling and Ascension Energies, and that's a more of a business page for the light language so that we can chat about it.
I love it. And anyway, so please listen to Laura. I am going to get off and let you do some more healing. You know, we're trying to get off of some, you know, we're working with somebody. We're trying to get, and it will be soon, that we are going to be able to, and I think you do it already, but if you have Skype, we're going to be live streaming our show.
Oh, cool.
We're just working on that. So we'll be able to see, you'll be able to see me, and I'll be able to see you, and it would be on your, my Facebook. It could be streamed to both of us. But I'm working on that because I think people like, especially with you, Laura, you do that whole, I mean, you're just so amazing, and you do all kinds of things that people would love to see. So we are
right.
There's a lot of the
mantras and whole body part of this work that you guys can't see on radio. Very good. Thank you, Bonnie.
All
Thanks
right.
Again
You're
for
welcome.
Hosting.
Have a great day. Love you. Love you. Bye, guys.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for coming on. Thanks for calling in, Bonnie. I'm glad you hung on.
Yeah, and I will hang on past the 3 o'clock point. You know, if callers are still on, we'll keep going.
Okay. All right. I will say we've been having some blog time because, you know, we had a bunch and it's like we were having a little bit of an issue. Well, yesterday Bonnie, as the host, got like booted out of chat like, I don't know, 7 or 8 times. So we weren't sure what was going on. It's like, and we had a little of that going on. I've kind of here and watched the board kind of fluctuate. It's like people calling all of a sudden, you know, 5 drop, and I'm like going, oh man. So, and I forgot to announce that earlier. Like, you know, guys, when you're on, you know, if we have what we call blog talk comments, if you drop out of call or queue, you know, call back in. If you get kicked out of chat, just, you know, back in, because all we can do is say we're sorry. It's like Bog said that they did have they had a Band-Aid in their software, and I made a joke and said, well, maybe the Band-Aid is
Kelly,
kind of
Kelly.
Breaking on the edges.
Kelly, let me interrupt here a second because you're really breaking up. I don't know if there's a way to fix that. I don't think people are hearing you any more clearly than I am.
Okay, how about is that better now or not?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I just have to, got to watch the mic. Okay, I will try that. All right, well, we got a couple more callers here, and we're going to go to area code 415. Thank you for your patience and persistence.
Yes, hi, this is Kenneth. Thanks for taking me on the call.
Hi, Kenneth, is that what you said?
Yes, my name is Kenneth.
Yes, welcome.
Thank you. So, actually, I have an issue with my sleep. I have been having a hard time trying to fall asleep as quickly as I can. It usually sometimes, like, you know, I can be, something takes me an hour, sometimes it takes me 2 hours, and especially if I wake up in the middle of the night, I wouldn't be able to go back, and I try practicing, like, you know, slow breathing, slowing down my heart rate, trying to, you know, like, relaxing my body. Sometimes helps, but often it doesn't quite work. And then I don't know if my sleep is also related with my dry skin on my face, which I didn't notice that when I don't have enough sleep. So I don't know if that issue is related with that.
Well, I get that they're not related.
Okay.
So, you know, the sleep issue, let me just tune into you. And I'm going to piggyback on this healing because I'm having trouble sleeping myself. In this new house, it's, you know, I normally sleep quite well. But since moving here, I haven't. So any of the audience members, feel free to jump on this one too. I'm just going to tune in here, see if there's anything in your body energy affecting this. Are you frustrated or stressed, upset about something?
In the past I used to have lots of stress, but I slowly resolving those issues. Maybe there are some issues that I don't know or haven't, resolved.
Are you angry about something right now?
That's a good question. I do feel like sometimes I do get angry, like, how should I say it? Yeah, I do have it. Sometimes it's just kind of like a little bit more sensitive. I know that I shouldn't be, or, you know, I'm not trying to suppress them, but, trying to use some forgiveness and so forth. But, yeah, I do have some sort of anger towards certain things, but...
I mean, my teeth are gritted, my face is scrunched up, I'm going through all kinds of kind of growling frustration sounds in my, you know, and expression. So this is the part none of you see on radio, is how I physically surrogate the, you know, the projection that I'm receiving. So let's just work with this energy. It's just really blocked up. And it may not even be conscious to you. It could be an old energy that's coming up for healing.
Okay.
And it may even be from a past life or something. But, you know, everything from, if you're experiencing it in this life, then it's a carryover, even if it originated in a past life. And so it still is very real to you in this life. I am. Now I'm actually putting my finger in my left temple, and it's run its way down with each of those I am's twisting into my ear area. So there's an energy thing going on here. So I want you to give your full permission to be able to release and move through the emotions, feelings, blocks, any histories, any traumas, judgments, unforgiveness, vows, promises, commitments, you know, the whole shebang, whatever needs to be let go of.
Right.
To be in this present moment free of all of that, so that you can rest and sleep and restore yourself fully and peacefully each night. So give permission for that, please.
Yes, I give permissions to release.
I am. Again, this space from like the third eye over across the temple and down the left ear and the left side is where I'm finding this block. So I'm working with that right now. We're getting dolphins. So back to this energy that we worked with earlier in the show of self-acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
Being perfectly okay as you are, at peace with yourself. Even if the world at large and other people are not at peace with you, to be at peace with yourself.
Okay.
Now, I don't know what nationality you might be or ethnic origin or whatever, because I'm seeing you in, I don't know what it is, some Asian-ish, you know,
yes,
temple kind of place.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually... Yes, I'm Chinese, so my family immigrated back in 1981. So, yeah.
Okay, I wasn't sure if that was this life or another past life thing. Okay, so it's taking me back into, like, you in meditation and in the temple energies. It's not at ease.
Okay.
I don't know if that was pushed on you, you were, you know, told you should, or that, you know, your spirituality kind of imposed.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a resistance, and it's kind of like what you really want to come back to is being in that prayer position, you know, hands together and peaceful, centered, and there's some resistive energy around all that. So I'm just working with the resistance. Were you born in America?
No, I was
no,
born
here.
In China. Yeah.
Are you at any conflict between your two heritages?
I actually not. I mean, I really don't have much conflict. I actually love the American culture more than the traditional, even though my parents love the traditional more, but I don't think they have any, you know, or impose whichever tradition that I, you know.
Yeah, they're not pressuring you.
No. Definitely not.
I just feel a little schism here. So, if with your permission, if we can just sort of align you.
Okay.
Was there a grandparent that left behind in, that you miss? Somebody that is special to you?
I wouldn't be surprised because I am pretty attached to my mother's grandparents and they did pass away.
But did they come, they didn't come with you from China, right?
No, but they did immigrate here, though. They were the one who actually immigrated to the United States before they applied for us, and we waited for 10 years, or it was a lucky lottery, but yeah.
Now, what I'm feeling is more like a young boy, you know, when you were young, you've lost something. You feel like you lost something, and it's creating this, I don't know if I'd call it homesickness, but this split, this schism in your two worlds, your not identities of self, but locations. I don't know what that is, so... That's just all, I mean, that's how I'm getting it. So I'm just going to work with aligning and bringing all of that into harmonization. Like a piece of you is left behind.
Yeah. I mean, there is a big possibility. But when you are young like kids, I would probably know.
How old were you when you came here?
I was nine.
Yeah, because
yeah.
It's like I'm pouting and my legs are trembling and shaking and there's a lot of anxiety and Mm-hmm. It could be just, you know, all this needs to come up for healing, because with all of these new energy shifts, that's what it does, is it drives all the old stuff to the surface to be released. So I'm just going to go with it, and I'm going to feel what maybe you didn't feel when you were young or didn't get it finished and complete because you were forced, you know, to make a change and move.
Yeah.
Maybe you just felt powerless because it wasn't your choice and you didn't have a voice in it.
Indeed.
Ooh, that's better. Again, when we actually have the full emotion, it can pass right through us in our cells, and then it's just gone. It doesn't need to repeat.
Okay.
Whew. I guess that you're going to sleep okay now that this has been shifted. So, you know, you can always email me and let me know how it's going.
Okay.
Let me just see if there's anything else that needs some attunement. So what I get is it was a sad, mad little boy, you know, that was filtering through, that inner child that felt powerless.
Even after you go up and, you know, have a better life?
Well, sure, because the inner child.
Trauma for me.
Yeah, because the inner child is so critical. You know, it's like it's our innocence. You know, it's that part of us that is so vulnerable and close to source and trust everyone and everything. And then when it gets, you know, diminished or violated or harmed in some way, you know, it can go hide in a corner for many years.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I do feel a lot more peace right now. Even when the first when you talk about the angers, you know, I mean, it's like tears are coming out. You know, just want to let go.
Yeah, and I'm still feeling stuff in my solar plexus in the power chakra, so I'm going to stay with this a minute longer here. I've still got the frustration coming in, but at least the inner child has been, you know, brought into alignment and healed, so we can work with you now, just the adult. I really feel that strong alignment coming in your lower back. I'm really feeling some strength, and I don't know if you're feeling this with me. Like the core of you is getting strengthened.
Okay.
And I keep hearing, and I don't know what this is pertinent to, but I keep hearing, I don't know, I don't know, I just don't know, I don't know how, I don't know why, I don't know.
Mm.
It's this nervous energy. I don't know. Kind of anxious. And that could keep you up a lot at night, too. So let's work with being at peace, not knowing.
Okay.
Peace with not knowing. It's okay not to have answers. I think I was put on this planet to show people how to be okay with not knowing, because most of my work
Laura, real quick here, I'm just going to interrupt you real quick. If anybody in the chat room would like to call in really quick to listen to Overtime, because we got to hear the finish to the call, and we got another caller. Our number is 347-838-8864. If you'd like to call in and just hear the rest of the slide, because it still goes, and it's like they're either that or you can chat with the rest in archive. So, okay, that's all I had to say.
And if anyone leaves the call, I just want to thank you for holding the space for everybody and for being the light that you are here and for doing your work to progress consciously and choose and make the time to do that. God bless each and every one of you. Everything that you do is so important for everybody, yourself and everyone too. Aki alokaiwa kota kasika. Shimhau ki halukai. Homakai heliki alokota. Sum hal ham. Hal ham, hal ham, hal ham.
Kaiwa Kota Kasika. Shima Kaiwa Koshi. Jaiwa Kota Kasika Amma Sasa. Shuma Kasa Jaiwa Kaiwa Kota Kasi. Aliki Alu Kaiwa Koshi Awa Koshi. Ala. Maki Akota Kasi. Aliki Alakota Kasa. Jaiwa Kota Kasika. Aki Akota Kasa. I'm feeling better, and I feel the energy in the root chakra now. What are you noticing, Kenneth?
Yeah, I do feel, when you're mentioning about the back, I noticed that there are times I feel a little stress or a little icky pain.
Mm-hmm.
And the minute you mentioned that, it just kind of like, it just disappeared. So, yeah.
Yeah, I can now feel energy moving through your feet, you know, your root. I've got a nice clockwise spin going, so that's good. You're being energized. All your flows are open and flowing.
Okay.
So.
Whoa, sweet.
Yeah, I feel that frustration and anger is gone and that you're flowing nicely. And, you know, email me and let me know how that goes for you because, you know,
okay.
I won't know until you sleep well.
Okay. I will keep
all
it.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Thanks. LauraPierrette@gmail.com.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks,
right.
Kenneth. God bless.
Right. And I'm going to say what I always say is like, and do call us back, you know, and let us know. Let us know how that goes. It's always exciting to hear these and hear the follow-ups. All righty, Laura, we got one more.
Ma'am.
Last of all, but not least. And it's like, and then I might actually have a question for you today. So anyway,
okay.
I take
okay.
the last one. Area code 201201, you are on with us.
Hi, it's Maria.
Hi, Maria.
Hi, Maria.
I would just like to say something really quick if Bonnie's still listening. This is her nurse friend that I spoke to, and I just wanted to thank her for the beautiful email that she sent me. And Laura, I just wanted to say that I've been doing the Daily Dose of Love, and I love your energy, and it's been helping me. And I still have a little way to go, but my question to you today was for fatigue, like really overwhelming fatigue. I just
mm-hmm.
wanted to work with that.
Okay.
It's like
that's
stopping
so
me from doing my daily things.
Right. Yeah, that's important for everybody, so that's great. We'll put it on this archive call, and hopefully it'll bless other people too. So let's look into the fatigue. Where is that coming from? My head just dropped back behind me like, oh, you know, just stop already. hold on. I'm taking a deep breath. So I ask, where's the energy of this fatigue? And I get a no. So fatigue is a symptom, not the core energy we're working with. Then I get this long, deep breath. Where's the energy that is creating the symptom, the outcome of fatigue? What are we dealing with? And back to frustration, growl, struggle, stress, strain, lack of harmony and balance. It's kicking you off your core. I am. Nice deep breath, out through the mouth. Now, there's a sense of humor coming in around this, which is interesting. Almost like you're creating a drama and you know it. And as soon as somebody, meaning we're looking into it, so we're peeking in on it and kind of calling you out for it, and you're sort of laughing going, oh, I know. So hold on. What drama does Maria create? That she knows so well. still working with the energy. I'm still waiting to hear something that really defines it or helps me understand it. But it, in the meantime, I'm just going to work with the energy. It's on the left side, somewhat around the breast area. It's loose, though. It's not like, you know, in the breast like a physical thing. It's like an emotional energy that's in the outer field around that side. There's some sadness, frustration, struggle. But if you just get permission to let it all go, not even worry about what its root is or what causes it, what's the source of the pattern, but just willing to let the pattern go.
Okay.
If it no longer serves you, you don't need to be carrying it around anymore. So what comes up to me is I first was seeing you like a little girl with a doll, and you want to share, and you want to play nicely, and you want to have friends, and people don't treat you the way that you treat them, and people want to take your doll, and they don't want to play fair, and it's just been a struggle. It's like your whole life, it just feels like you just want to be in this peaceful, friendly, sharing energy, and then you get taken advantage of, or you get smacked back for it, or somebody wants, you know, complicates things, and you're just tired. You're tired of being in struggle and in guarded. It's like, why can't we just play nice together? Does that ring true?
Oh my God, Laura, yes, very true.
You're just exhausted from the struggle of how the dynamics of life are. Not that you don't want to be here. It's not one of those big drama things, get me off the planet. It's just, I'm so tired playing with people who don't know how to play nice. And so you have so much love and compassion, and that's why you want to play this way. And you just want somebody to show up in your life who can mirror that back and share that with you and be a you know, comrade in arms. Mm-hmm. And you're not finding that. And so what I feel is the antidote, and this is going to sound kind of lonely maybe, because you come from a place and a space that a lot of people can't relate to yet. And the antidote is to hold that light and love and compassion. And instead of being disappointed that people aren't as you are and can't see you as you are and can't play with you the way you can and want to, that you can at least have compassion that they can't, that they aren't there. And stop thinking in a way there's something wrong with you.
Okay.
And start just honoring with compassion that you're searching for something that's like a needle in a haystack. And it's not, but that's how you feel. There are people out there. But you've been so, in a way, wrong for being the light that you are and being the right, you know, being, how can I just say this? Being at peace. It's an energy that some people can't take because, like, they want to put their grips in you. They want to attach to something. And you just don't provide that something they can claw into.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it frustrates them because they want to be able to manipulate, control, and define the relationship, and they want to be able, you know, to feel their power. And they come out to you. You may not feel that. I mean, you may feel like they get through to you and it hurts, but from their point of view, it's kind of like you've got a glass wall and they just slip right off. You see?
Okay.
And they kind of don't know what to do with that. So it's a resonance thing. And you're seeking somebody who really can resonate with you. And not just a somebody, but like a whole circle, you know, like a life, like a whole new way of being in the world that feels gracious and grateful and present and peaceful. And It's like you just keep hitting all the pollution in the water around you, as it were, if you're floating, you know, through trying to have clear sailing.
That's so true. You're exactly, Laura, that's exactly how it's been.
Yeah. And so, you know, it's really just about recognizing that things are changing, they're changing slower than you might like. There are people like that out there, but, you know, part of our work as light workers is to make, you know, we have to give ourselves that sacred space to recharge our batteries and to really keep ourselves filled. And then we can step out and we're not exhausted. We have the ability to be present with the people who can't even relate to that and to be compassionate and to hold the light. It doesn't mean you have to, you know, be a whipping board for them, but right. You can hold love for them even though they can't, A, appreciate it, B, return it, or C, even recognize it. But it doesn't mean that you have to be in their life in a way that you feel like the backboard of the, you know, the tennis game they just played against you either, you know, venting their
right,
energy,
right.
projecting. So it's really a different space that we walk in. And we have to learn, as I mentioned earlier to this one who was feeling that she couldn't look to her in-laws, you know, to see her for who she is. You know, that's where we really have to turn inward and see our own light and turn to our guides and team and the ones who do support us so fully and see us for who we are and let that recharge us and not really go out in the world looking for people to understand us yet.
Okay.
Because we're the vanguard. I mean, we're laying down the new templates. And that's why we are who we are and as we are. And we've done a lot of work to get to this place, and we've cleared a lot of that so we can relate to and have compassion for people who are at those other stages that we've already moved through. You see? It took a lot to get you to a place to sustain peace within. And I know that you understand every step along the journey. And when you see these people who are at those steps, it's not about, oh, God, why isn't there somebody who can be where I am? It's more like, oh, I know how hard that step is. I remember. Okay, I get it. Blessings to you. Peace. Do you see?
Okay.
And then you start to just recover your own energy without trying to be everything for everyone and fix and change all those energies. You're going to change more by really being in your own balance and your own light and holding that on the planet, and then you change the grid. And those people will change through their DNA upgrades. Consciously or unconsciously, they are going to change because of the work that the people holding the light are doing.
Okay.
You see? And it is lonely. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, just maybe get out at some groups and try to find some music or energy or places, you know, venues that offer you, whether it's crystal bowls or yoga or kirtans, you know, the different kinds of groups that provide those energies of peace and balance and connectivity that you're seeking from individuals until you find that other.
Okay.
Yeah. Does that resonate?
Yes, it sure does, Laura.
Okay. So let's just bring in some blessings for you, okay?
Okay.
Because you're already doing your work. You're already doing the light. So let's just release all that needing and wanting and desiring things to be other than they are and people in the world to be other than it is and to just be at peace with what is and center in the isness that you are and be at peace with that and just be grateful that you've moved through so many of those places so many other people are still feeling stuck at. And, you know, thank you. Aki akot kaka sa sum sa sa tehe sakai hotaka sa sa shum haki halo kaiwa koshi awa maki halo kaiwa koshi awa deano katene ki awa aleki halo kaiwa maka sa te se sa shum haki halo kaiwa deano katene ki awa baha sakai wa kotaka sikai amakai wa kotaka sa heiwa kotaka si. Te awa kotakasa.
Shehe takai wa kota kasi kai wa. Male e sakai, omakai, alakai, omakai, eleki, alakota. Beana katene ki awakoshi, awakoshi. Aleki alakoya wa kota kasa. Be awakota kasi kai wa. Aki hakota kasa. Be awakoya wa. Kene e sakai wa kota kasi. Hehe takai hataha. Bene ki awakoshi. Kai hot, kai hot, kai hot, kala kai wa koshi. Katana kai wa kota katsika. Bakai hochi hawako. Behe takai wa ko. Chene e sakai wa kota kasa. Baki hakota kasa. Kode e sakai na kote ne ki wa koshi. Bene e sakai wa kota. Abakai, obakai, omakai, alakai, omakai, elekiwa. Ate he takai hot kai. Ke anakote ne ki awa ko. Shumhaki halu kai awa. Tote hasota sa. Bene sakai. Otiki akota kasa kai awa kochi. Bahata kota taki awa. Maki alokoya wa kota kasa. Husi hawa koshi, hawa koshi, hawa koshi. Be anakote ne ki awa. Kota kasa kalakai. Aliki alokoya wa. Shumhaki halu kai awa. Mane e sakai wa koshi awako. Kaneki alakota kasa baki awa. Alakai wa kota kasi kalakai. Amakai wa kota kasa shi awako. Mehe sakai omakai eleki alakota kasa. Alaki alakoya wa kota kasi kaiwa ama. Aki alakoya wa kota kasi awa. Ale, alo, ala, ama, ana, om. How are you feeling?
I feel lighter. I feel like a weight was taken off me.
Good. I saw you in a past life, and you were like in a royalty. So you were the queen. We can associate, of course, with the goddess energy. But you were in purple robes, very tall and thin and regal. And the energy there was, who do you trust? Because everybody's grappling for what you can dole out by your power. And so, you know, the court around you, you just didn't feel, you know, you had such a benevolent spirit and you wanted good for all of the people who were under your, you know, subjects under your power or whatever your reign. But it was so hard because everybody wanted something and there was always, a court intrigue or manipulation or a distortion of power grabbing. And, you know, you're just sitting there kind of like, if you just asked in integrity, I would give you anything, you know? You just wanted people to be straight and honest. It makes me want to cry even telling you this. It's like the purity in you. You were so happy to just bless people.
Yeah.
And you just wanted people to stand up and ask for their truth and authenticity and integrity. And yet people didn't feel deserving. And so they would work or, you know, come to you with some intrigue or a story or some elaboration or, you know, something that they thought you would respond to because they didn't see you. In a way, you weren't allowed, because it would appear weak, you weren't allowed to show the purity of your heart and how much you wanted to make things right for people. Because that would have been seen as a weakness and people would grab for your power. And so you were a lot silent, actually. You just spent a lot of time feeling, but in silence, your pain of not feeling like you could relate to people and having this ability to help, but having that thwarted often by the circumstances and the people who managed you, you know, in the monarchy or whatever you want to call that. So it was just a difficult time for you where you really felt separated and apart and lonely. And you had so much to give and so much power to give it, but that wasn't really a thing that you could do easily, you know. It should have been easy. And you wanted it to be... you didn't want all the restrictions
okay.
that were making it so difficult. because of the way the reign or the monarchy works, the red tape, if you will, you know, you would have been content to just walk around the kingdom and bless people. You know, little people, poor people, people who had no power to get an audience. That wasn't possible. Does that make any sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
It makes a lot of sense, yes.
So you just didn't want all the complications in the way of relationships and of giving and sharing and being a benevolent source. And it's hard for you when people are in your life that way. Because, you know, it reminds you of that, so it brings up those triggers. So hopefully we cleared those triggers in that light language bit. And what I saw you at the end was, where you really took refuge from all that, was you had a nice big board, like a big flat swing that you sat on, and it had these long, I don't know if they were vines or ropes, but, you know, they were entangled with some flowers. So these big flowers going up, almost like big daisies, but like a clematis, you know, would vine its way up and or down. And anyway, so you just loved being in nature, and that was what recharged you and filled your batteries back up. So you might try that in this life too. Go out in nature, be around flowers, and just the purity of nature and the energy is not complicated with giving and receiving when you're just in the nature kingdom, the way it is in the human world. And that's where you can fill yourself up and recharge so you're not feeling so tired and depleted.
Okay, that's why, all right, that's why I love sitting in my garden. Okay,
yeah,
I'm going right
in the garden. Yeah, the garden is your recharge button. And then the rest of it is just to recognize people, you know, it's kind of like that, forgive them, Father, you know, because they know not what they do.
Right.
You have that purity of heart. You have that level of grace in you to do that. And so sit in your garden and pray that everybody that you feel let down by or that you feel it's hard to be in relationship with, just be blessed for as they are, where they are, for they know not what they do.
Okay.
They can't possibly imagine what more is available.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, Lord, thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless you because you are a light in this world, and it does make a difference. So focus on you and filling yourself up. Honestly, I've been told with the work I do, even if nobody else ever, you know, if I write a book someday, they keep telling me I'm going to write a book, and it's like, well, not today.
Right.
But, you know, I'm still that active energy like Bonnie talked about. I still like to be out doing stuff, not sitting writing. But, you know, whatever I do, they say the channeling, even if it's just in the shower by myself, which I do every morning, you know, when I'm, because I love water, just singing the light languages and such, they said even if nobody hears it, it makes the same difference. It's great when it can spread and people benefit directly and then they, you know, it's more amped up. But I'm here to be the energy that I brought here and to express and keep going to the next level and the next level and the next level and hold that energy on the planet. And it's from God's mind through mine that it happens as I speak it, sing it, express it in some form. So even if I write a blog and nobody reads it, I've brought that energy, that transmission, that idea into form. And I don't have to worry about the direct, how many people I can reach through a direct healing or even the daily dose of love. Yes, put it out there because that brings it into form. And then bless all the people who feel drawn to that. But, you know, they just tell me that they don't need a crusade. They need butterfly fields where people can refresh and refill and recalibrate and receive these, you know, the love and feel safe and secure. And the light codes then are just there and they'll pick them up. So a lot of us really need to focus on our recharging and just being when the doing makes us tired. We're doing so much that, you know, we feel depleted. Then we need to go back to, you know, our source.
Yeah, it could be very draining.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, you know, there's only so many healing sessions that I seem to be able to do one-on-one. And I mean, in a week. And I was like, geez, you know, isn't this what I'm here for? You know, shouldn't I be able to, you know, do more and more and more? And they said, no, because you're going to reach more people. And when you exhaust yourself trying to see, you know, 12 or 13 people in a week or however many, then you don't have it in you to sit in quiet space and create this work that's going to go out to the many.
Exactly.
You see? So we have to work in that balance. So I do see private clients, but I don't force myself to keep office hours and maintain a certain schedule just to validate that I'm a healer, you know.
Right.
Or to generate certain number of income so that I feel like, you know, I'm productive and I have something to show for it. It's really got to be just about that following the intuition and the guidance and trusting that it's all perfect. When I have joy, gratitude, energy, I can do anything.
You can do it, yeah.
You know, when I'm depleted, then I'm not doing anybody any good, least of all me. So we all have to be watching that depletion and stepping back and making sure that we're filling ourselves up.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Bless you for all
that you're doing here.
Yeah, so many blessings to Bonnie and Kelly and you too, Laura.
I'll second that. Yeah, they're wonderful.
Hugs for all of you. I love all of you. Thank you for all you do.
Sure. Thank you. God bless.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All righty. And finally, last of all but not least, Laura. I was glad I had that little extra time to sit and think, because there was actually one of our regular chatters yesterday, and she couldn't call in. She couldn't be, you know, she couldn't even be in the chat room today because she works, you know, she's working out of the house in a way and whatever, and her job does not let her to, you know, allow her to get on and do this. But I want to ask, I don't know however you feel it, you know, whatever her name is in the chat. Her handle is Pearl. Her name is Cheryl. She's in Texas. Her mom is Sue, and she said her mom has recently been, I guess, diagnosed with kidneys. I'm trying to remember what she wrote in chat yesterday. It was like kidney cancer, something that's affecting like the upper stomach, something like in.
Is this the one I've been praying for from Facebook that you and I both commented on Facebook too?
Oh, I'm not sure. Is it Cheryl? Cheryl is her name with an S. Cheryl.
Okay, maybe not. I don't know. Somebody with a mother with kidney problems. So I think the mother's name is Sue.
Mother's name is Sue.
That's the one on Facebook we were both commenting on.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
So
she was. If you can do like, because what I'm going to do is I'll get with her and just say, you know, here's at so many minutes past the whatever, it's like, you know, for her just to listen to it. So if we can just like stand, do some healing energy in that area. I don't know if she's started chemo. Oh, stop that. If she's already started chemo or if she was, you know, thinking about starting chemo. I'm not sure exactly, you know, where she's at with it. I do know she said her mom believes in herbs and herbal things like that. So I'm going, okay, that's a short step to energy. So it's like, you know, because we use the energy of the herbs, and it's like we definitely can use energy healing. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what, I have already been praying for them both because I had already seen that on the Facebook. But let me just tune in and I feel energy in the solar plexus.
Yeah, that's the stomach part. She said that it's like on the upper stomach part or something like that too. It's kind of like central.
Okay, so I'm going to just ask them to send a healing, transmit a healing vibrational sound that will offer them both exactly what they specifically need, as meaning to each of them instead of just to one.
Right.
And for it to be, you know, for the entire process to be according to the highest good and the full agreement of each of souls, to be in peace and balance and gratitude and, you know, healing light, healing energy, and healing love to be offered to them both and received in whatever way is perfect for them as individuals and for them as a collective, you know, as a parent and child. So they're holding each other's hearts very much right now.
Right.
Aki alo kaiwa kota kasi. Mach jiwa. Mach hata desesa. Sisi ki hawa kota kasa. Mach chewa kota kasi ka umpahasa. E te kaiwa kota kasi. Mokiano kaiwa. Bole e se kaiwa kota kasi. Malaki alo kota. Dehawa. Mane e ki hawa kota kasa. Behe sakai. Bochi akotakasa. Behe taha. Maki hakotakasa. Bola kaiwa. Bohe taki hawako. Shumha kiha lokai. Maki alokaiwa. Bala kaiwa kotakasi. Mene kihawa kotakasa. Chene kihawa kochi. Awakoshi. 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 Ane kihanta kotakasa. Behe takaiwa. Baleki alokaiwa koshi. Amakai wa kota kasi kalakai. Mokia wa kota kasakai. Eni kihalo koya wako. Shumhao kihalo. Dea wa kota. Dehe takai. Am chi hawako shi hawako shi hawako shi. Aleki alokai wa. Mach kai wa kota kasika. Dehe takai wa. Shumhao kihalo kaya wa. Bone kia wa koshi. Dea no katene kia wako. Behe takai wa kota kasi. Boha takasa. Shumha ki halo kaiwa. Bohi hawako takasa. Behe ki hawako lakai. Behana kote ni kiwa. Bah halakai. Om chi hawako. Behe taki hawako shi. Boha takai wa kota kasa. Behana kote ni kiwa. Bone e sakai wa kola kaiwa makata. Shumha ki halo kaiwa. Deawa. Om amakai, om amakai, om amakai. Otake si kaiwa. Oya, ana, ane aroma. Ane, ane, ane aroma. Oma, ane, oma. Amakai wa kota kasi. Amakai, Aliki, Alako, Takasa, Aliki, Alokaiwa. Makala kaiwa kota kasi.
Anea, anea, anea rima.
Amakaya wa kota kasi. Omakai eliki alako takasa om. Amakaya wa kota kasi. Ale, alo, ala. Ama, ana, om. Aleki alokaya wa om. Maki akota kasa. Aliki ala koya wa kota ka. Ama. Shum, 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 shum. Ama. Shamakai wa kota ka si. Aliki ala koya wa oma. Ale, alo, ala, ana, ana, om. So I feel like that will help them be more present with what is and working in harmony together. And
cool.
I have two Lemurian seed crystals in my hands, and one in each hand. And as I've been speaking in the languages and working with this, they've been moving around different places of the body, pointed outward, so the back end is on me and the point is directing energy outward and also up and down the entire body, both directions, like facing out and facing in. So there's been a lot going on with these Lemurian seed crystals in the body. So
yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. That makes
so
sense.
We'll
okay, and,
send
and
our
saying, last but not least, I am once again going to ask about my own stuff because I've
mm-hmm.
I've made some changes. It's like I need to find out. I'll just say why I'm not being weight. I'll say yet. It's like I've adjusted the kind of water I drink. We've gotten like the reverse osmosis water, so it's no longer has sodium fluoride in it.
Mm-hmm.
We've gone to getting, we found somebody who has, will sell us raw cow's milk for animal consumption only, which we take advantage of every week, which is awesome. And I've also, there's like a local hot springs, and they offer like, you know, like 3 months, 6 months, whatever passes. So I had enough together for like 3 month pass. So I've been going and I'll just say jogging in the water. I go down to about the 7 foot, you know, level, and I jog back and forth across the pool. So it gives me a pretty good workout. It's like it's amazing because it's hard to sweat when you're in the water, but I'm going, okay, and I'm still not, it's made it easier on my joints, muscles, everything. It's like I'm getting a really good workout because I'm running and I'm getting a resistance workout in the water
mm-hmm.
in addition to the aerobic one, and I'm still
right.
not dropping anything. So I'm just kind of wondering, it's like, what in the world is, you know, is pH out of balance? It's like, you know, is there something else that I'm not addressing that's out? It's like, what in the world else do I need to do to start dropping this? Because I'm just, it's just hanging on, and I'm like, oh, excuse me. It's like,
dropping
what? You know,
what
like,
are we, what's the subject here? What are we dropping? What are you trying to drop?
I would like to reduce the number of fat cells in my body. About 80
pounds. Oh, okay.
Pounds
I didn't know if you meant
actually.
Dropping the pain in your body. I thought you were talking about pain in your body.
No, this is not about pain. This is like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I have, what I discovered was I was having pain when I was trying to work out on land because my joints were not withstanding the weight, even on my like little bound, I have a miniature, you know, rebounder thing. It's like, so I've been upping my exercise level and stuff. And it's like, and you know, the water workout is a wonderful way to do that because I can actually work out for a much longer sustained time and I'm still not dropping. I don't know if it's my metabolism is too slow or, you know, if my pH is out of balance or if I have parasites or, you know, it's like, I'm kind of going, if you can do a body scan and just go, okay, what in the world do I need to do? Where's my next step that I can actually start removing some of this so it's easier for me to walk on land
mm-hmm.
rather than just be able to walk in water easily.
Right. Well, okay, since you know I don't do readings, I have a medical intuitive I'm actually having a session with tomorrow that I really like, AnitaOwens.com. And you know, you may benefit from, she can really look into the body.
Oops,
and those very specific
wait
questions
a minute.
You're asking
I just lost sound
about.
There we go. Hello?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Yeah, I totally lost my sound there for a minute. I was like, whoa.
Somehow I'm hearing myself again.
Uh-oh. Let's see. Because I unplugged my external speakers. Okay, let me see if they'll still work for me. If you're talking, I'm not hearing you on my external
speakers.
No,
I was waiting for you.
Okay.
Can you hear me now? I'm talking now. Can
okay.
you hear me?
We're gonna end up getting a little bit of feedback just because I'm on a laptop, so it's like the speakers are like kind of by the microphone. That's what's going on.
Do you want to just call me back?
Yeah, I can do that.
Why don't we go off the show and you can call me back because I'm getting all this feedback.
Okay, sounds good. All righty.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for being here today. It's like, oh my goodness, we all. It's like you're one of our really excessively popular guests. You really are.
I have no idea. You know, how many people are on your show or listening, or I have no sense of feedback about any of that. I just know we
get a lot. I mean, it's like, you know, I mean, there's some of the shows where it's like we've gotten like, you know, oh man,
hundreds, you know, and into the hundreds of archive listens to it. So it's like, you know, and then that doesn't count. I mean, you know, a lot of times people go in to download it, you know, it's like, and listen to it again. So, yeah, you get a lot of hits. You get a lot of hits on when you're on with us. So it's like, yeah, it's really, really good.
Cool. You know, I can hear you now, okay, and I'm not hearing myself. So if you want to continue, we can, or we can go on a private call if you want to call me back.
I like this format because, again, I can go back and listen to it also.
Okay, fine. All right, so since I'm not echoing. So anyway, Anita Owens is somebody I've turned to for many years for help with understanding my work better and for medical intuitive and such, just AnitaOwens.com. And she can look more as a medical intuitive into the body specifics and balances and imbalances of things. I'm going to be talking to her tomorrow about my vision because, you know, that's really beginning to be a problem. So,
I don't know if he knows either, just for a minute. It's like, so is it, are you getting like double vision or blurred vision or what's going on?
No, it's like, you know how a floater can cross across your vision and
yeah.
It's blurry where that floater is, but you can see a floater. It has shape. And
exactly.
I don't think it's that because it's like while my eyes are open, this thing will just come into my field of vision as a blur, and I believe it's an energy thing. I think it's part of, because it happened when I was in Lake Titicaca after I had done my work there. So it's happened several times, so I think it's when I'm hitting a really major attunement shift, you know, to a new frequency. And that may be it, but I don't know how to facilitate its shift so that we get through it or, you know, if there's anything I need to do. But if there is something wrong, or need some supplement or eye bright or I don't know what, I definitely want to address it.
We do have a physical body. Yes, we do.
Well, right now, it's hard to read. It's hard to type and read an email and do any of that, and it's starting to affect driving a little. Back to what you're dealing with. What I'm getting energetically as you describe this, and I know that you mentally are very self-accepting and very, very, you know, broad in your spiritual concepts and understanding of things, but the energy coming up is somebody who's not accepting, almost like somebody standing over you and wagging the finger and judging you and pushing for perfection.
That sounds like my dad.
Okay. Wow. So you've got an aspect of yourself that is not okay with you as you are. That is not holding self-love and self and it's kind of like did you kind of resist and rebel and when your dad was that way, did you kind of stand your ground against that?
Very quietly. It's like he could rant and rave and say anything he wanted to, and it's like I never verbally spoke out as I'll say as a teenager because he really didn't start in on a lot of that until I was like being really excessively critical, you know, towards me specifically until I was probably like maybe 19 years old, something like that. And then it's like it got to be, you know, you got to make A's, you got to do this,
right.
If it helps, my dad was a Virgo and he was also in the Navy for 22 years, and that
boy, I know that one.
Perfect. So it's like, yes, and everybody in this world was just not perfect enough. So it's like, yeah, there was a lot of self-esteem issues that I've worked through. Yeah.
Well, and if your dad was like mine, who was also Navy and all that perfection thing, you know, he wasn't a bad man. He was a good man, and he was a loving father. He just, you know, he didn't know how not to focus on perfection.
The offspring.
He was obsessive or compulsive with that. And so, you know, you can see the love, but you can also see the whole, wow, that's enough, you know. So what we want to do is kind of release you from that overdrive so that you can be at ease and love yourself as you are and not have this voice in your head or in your consciousness that is unaccepting and unloving if you haven't achieved that. And then I think that your cells will be able to hear a different message, which is we want to reset to health and wellness and the way that is perfect for this body. Are you there? Did I lose you, Kelly?
Can you hear me now?
No, I did you hear me? Because I shot...
I'm usually fine. It's like my speakers are doing something. It's like my speakers and my microphone are doing something weird. But yeah, I'm hearing you really good.
Okay. All right. So with your permission, let's just kind of tune into this aspect of your dad and of you responding to your dad, and what parts of that you've taken on as an imprint.
Okay.
Teeth are gritting, face is scrunched. And I just heard you say, I just don't like it when you speak to me that way. And you probably never said that to your dad.
Not until I was a lot older. I'm going to say probably in my late 40s. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, that's what you kind of just needed to say, I'm not available for that. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry if that bothers you, but what you're doing bothers me. So.
Right. Yeah, I did say it to that precisely, but he would get on one of his, what I call his tangents, and I would just hang the phone up.
Yeah.
And then about 2 minutes later, he'd call back.
Yeah. I feel like he just wanted to go to sleep, like Rumpelstiltskin sleep. Like, was he the one that slept for years under a tree? Rip Van Winkle sleep, that's who it was. Like, it just to own that and stand up for that, to that. It's been exhausting for you to hold yourself against that energy.
Yeah.
Ooh. Like, you just want to collapse now. I mean, it's just like when you pull that attack away, the one that's been resisting the attack wants to just, you know, collapse.
Right.
So I'm asking her what she wants to do with all this, you know, energy that she's been using to resist attack. And she just wants to go pick flowers.
Yeah. It's like, just let go.
Wants to go pick flowers. It's what she would have rather been doing instead of having to stand in resistance to so much attacking.
Yeah.
You know, I'm feeling this across the midsection, like from under the breast line down to the waist, like this horizontal ridge or bar there.
That is a place, like, for the first time in my life that I've ever, you know, that I'm actually holding extra weight. It's like I've never held extra weight in my midsection, and now all of a sudden I am.
Mm-hmm. So we're just gonna move some energy and shift things around here. I feel your shoulder shifting too. Like, you can let go of that, shake off all that.
Yeah. I almost feel like I need to go to the chiropractor, though. I think there's something out in my neck because I've had an issue with, I'll be raising or moving my right arm, like, up and around, and it's like all of a sudden it'll just grab, and it's like, yeah, I'm going, it's never done that, and it's like I'm thinking it's either my axle or atlas or something is out in my neck, and it's like I just have to scrounge the money to go to a chiropractor. I just do.
Yeah. Because
my leg's not doing it. It's just the right side that's like, it acts like it's a pinched nerve. That's the trouble with being a healer and living in my own body. I'm like, going, I know what's wrong. I just can't quite. Mm-hmm. I'm not in space and place to be able to fix myself, which is regrettable.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I use other healers too. I do a lot of, you know, day in and day out work on myself. But when I get something I can't resolve, I have a, you know, good chiropractor who does neuro emotional technique, and I call the medical intuitive. I, you know, work with other healers. So we do need to take care of ourselves. I know it's hard when, if you can't afford it, you have to find people you can trade with.
Yeah.
So I'm still working at this, and I asked a moment ago, who do you want to be? You know, who are you is what I asked, actually. And you said, I'm a sweetheart. But this frustration that instead of him focusing on what a sweetheart you were, he was focusing on what's not what he wants instead of what was really nice that he could have been grateful for.
I was not a son, for starters. I was not a, quote, success in his eyes, because it took me 13 years to get a 4-year degree after I had my bachelor's in hand, had my diploma. He said it didn't count. I said, well, according to the University of Wyoming, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Was like a crab. It's like he was just like a bucket of crab. Anything that I did that I felt good about myself, he always had to try to, you know, reach up and just, you know, squash me down verbally or emotionally or whatever. I was just like going, I just got really annoyed with it after, you know, the older I got, I was just like, I don't need this. I just don't.
Okay, so let's do some forgiveness work here, because you realize that any attack comes from, you know, even bullies, it comes from feeling weak inside. And he had to drive himself to be perfect because he didn't trust or validate himself being enough as he was. And so, you know that all lashing out comes from inner pain. So let's do some forgiveness and acceptance. And is he still living?
No, actually, he was born, now he had an interesting birthday. He was born September 9th of 1919, and he actually did just pass away, actually leap year day, February 29th of 2012. So I always laughed about it and kind of said, you know, it's like he always wanted to, quote, be born on February 29th. So it's like he did. He was born into the spirit world on the 29th of February.
Yeah. All right. So for you to just really look at him, not as he projected himself or projected himself onto you, but really look at the person that he was behind all that, you know, the odds behind the curtain.
Yeah,
and,
right.
You know, he was not so comfortable with himself.
No,
he
wasn't.
You know,
I know.
He was weak and felt that weakness and didn't, he just didn't feel like he was enough. And if you can just hold a little compassion for that, enough to let some forgiveness seep in there.
Right. Okay.
And you know,
I've been working.
Yeah,
with
but
this.
The energy hasn't shifted there. It's one thing to do it mentally. It's another thing to get it to shift in the cells. So.
Yeah, this is so true. Yes, you're right. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Dad, I see you for who you are. I see you for who you really are.
Who you are, for who you were, for who you wanted to be, for who you wanted me to be.
That sounds so mental. Would you get in your heart and do this, please?
Oh, God. I got to say the word. It's like, this is one of those, that's why I said I'm going to go back and I'll probably write this down. It's like, it's, you know, I'm going to have to fake it until I make it, you know?
don't write it down. Just get in your heart and speak from there and just do it once. You don't need to repeat it as long as you just really mean it. Get with me in your heart, sweetie.
Okay, let me see.
Because I know where the pain is.
Elevator going down, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, sincerely, honestly, heart-centeredly, Dad, you hurt me.
You
it
hurt me.
It hurt to hear those things.
It hurt to hear those things all the time, every day, day in and day out, yes.
Yeah, and it really, really affected, you know, my self-esteem. And ability to love myself.
And it really made it hard for me to love myself. My self-esteem was so low and so beat down, and you thought that was okay, and it wasn't.
And I want to heal that now.
And I would like to have that healed now. Now is a good day.
Yeah, and Dad, I love you.
Dad, I love you.
I understand that you were hurting inside, and you just projected that all over me.
Right. And you were hurting inside, and you projected that, because then I know some of the circumstances that occurred.
And I know you just couldn't see the sweet little girl I was.
Yeah. And you couldn't
see that was enough.
And see that that was enough. Right.
I came here to be me.
I came here to be an Aquarian person in this age and space, as I do.
Yeah, and I know it was hard for you to accept that, because that's not what you wanted me to be.
Hard for you to accept that, because that's not what you wanted me to be.
But thanks for giving me a body.
Exactly. Thank you.
So I could be that.
For giving me a body. Come here.
Because I really did that. I did what I came here to be.
And
I'm okay with that.
So I am okay with that. I am okay.
I'm okay that you never got me. I'm okay that you never got me.
Oh, yeah. Yes. And I am okay that you never got me until you got on the other side. And now you see it, and it's like,
yeah.
And now it's awesome.
Yeah, but, you know, I came here to change a world for people like you who just couldn't see it as anything more.
Right.
So it's okay. You did your job and I'm doing mine.
Yes.
I can be at peace with that.
I can be at peace with that. Yes, I can.
So, Daddy, I want to thank you.
Yes. Dad, I want to thank you. I do love you.
I love you.
Better go.
I love you.
I love you. Mom.
And I release you and I release myself from all harm done.
Okay, I'm sorry, I missed part of that. But yeah,
I release you. I release you and I release myself with love.
I release you and I release myself with love. Not
for all harm done.
For all harm done.
Real and imagined.
Real and imagined.
Across all time and space.
Across all time, space, place, galaxies, universes, past, present, future, your vibration.
All dimensions and expressions of my being.
Dimensions and expressions of my being. Level, realms, kingdoms, dimensions, men, domain, time, space, place, galaxy, universe, plane. Yes.
Because I am love.
Because I am love.
And I know what that feels like.
And I do know what that feels like.
And I'm here to honor myself as love.
And I am here. Yes. To express.
And myself. I know what that feels like. And I'm remembering.
There we go.
And I'm honoring. And I'm trusting.
Honoring and trusting.
And I'm aligning myself with love.
Myself with that loving vibration.
What I choose in each moment
myself
and others.
For myself and others. Ho'oponopono. Yes.
And I know that when I'm in my full acceptance of myself.
This is much easier.
I won't need that protective barrier of fat cells.
Need the protective barrier of fat cells. There we go. Yes. Yes.
And they can just melt away, revealing the real, true, natural me. I'm God.